Classic Hits Sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents high school football.
Shotgun for Schnitzler here on second down and 10 at his own 27. Looks right now, decides to take off, tries to get to the right side, does. Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline, steps out of a tackle at the 30, makes a nice move at the 25, runs over a man at the 10, and into the end zone for Tyler Schnitzler. A 53-yard touchdown run. What a run by Schnitzler, breaking numerous tackles.
Tonight, the Class D2 playoffs continue in Kennesaw as the Blue Devils welcome in the unbeaten Bertrand Vikings. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Burrs back there as the blocking back, and the shotgun is Schnitzler, and he's going to keep it all the way. Starts to the right side, goes all the way to the corner, and turns the corner. Look out, 30-40, foot race. Schnitzler, second long touchdown run of the night. He's going to go all the way, 66 yards, to give Kennesaw the lead.
Kennesaw has a better seed in home field tonight, but Bertrand is undefeated with no victory closer than 25 points. Both teams are out to prove that they belong in next week's quarterfinals. It's the Vikings and Blue Devils coming up next. But first is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Kennesaw with sports director Doug Duda and Larry Baker right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone. From Kennesaw, we have returned to beautiful football weather in round two of the state high school playoffs. Doug Duda along with Larry Baker, our producer engineer Stacy Johns, as we get ready for this second round D2 matchup. When you put these records together here in D2, Larry, you've got a couple of undefeated teams playing tonight. You've got a couple of teams here that are 9-0 and 8-1, and you just don't normally see that in round two. One thing that tells you is that there is a lot of teams that have played some real good football, and we talked about this throughout the year. There didn't seem to be a lot of middle ground the lower the classes you went. You were either good or you weren't. And so that's why there are a lot of teams with zero or one loss that are playing against each other tonight, especially in the Class D playoffs.
Yeah, and D2, I mean, you're looking all year. There's been these 3 to 5 teams that, without question, are kind of the cream of the crop, and you're getting two of them tonight. You know, Kennesaw's only loss was to Giltner early in the year.
And we are looking forward to bringing you all the action. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. You couldn't ask for a better day. Almost too warm, but here by kickoff, when that sun goes behind the horizon, it'll probably cool off in a hurry, and then we'll be ready for some football. And of course, these guys the last couple of weeks have had to play in some less than ideal conditions, but not tonight. And for a couple of teams that like to run it as much as they do, the weather really hasn't been a problem. But I guess the story tonight is, you know, the elephant in the room is Bertrand hadn't played anybody. They have beaten everybody by 25 or more points. They haven't had a close ball game, and we'll talk about it with Coach Treeder. You would expect, if they're going to win tonight, they're going to have to be in a close game with Kennesaw in the fourth quarter, and they haven't been in a close fourth quarter all year long.
Yeah, and we talk a lot about that. You've heard me use that reference before, Doug. You know, when all the air leaves the room, who can still breathe? Kennesaw knows they can. The Giltner game, the Shelton game, these are big, tough, tight games. They've been through those battles. Bertrand hasn't. And you talk about it. These teams want to run the ball, man. Both of them would just as soon not throw the ball if they didn't have to. And really what you've got kind of tonight is there's no question it's Bertrand and it's Kennesaw, but it's also kind of the battle between two families. Because in this situation, you've got one family on Kennesaw's side and one family on Bertrand's side that have about 90% of each team's offense. The Dahlgren cousins on Bertrand's side run the ball. You've got Tyler Dahlgren, who's got 829 yards on the season. Ryan Dahlgren, 1,407. You move on the other side of the ball. We look at Kennesaw. Tyler's got 1,065, and Preston, his freshman brother, 946 yards on the season. And both of these teams are just over, you know, mid-2,000 total offense. So you're looking between those two families at all the offense.
Well, the coin toss has just taken place. Bertrand wins the toss. They defer. So Kennesaw in the home blue will get the ball to start the football game tonight. We'll take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. and hear from the coaches. But before we do that, there was some afternoon football today, and Loup City already has put up the surprise of the day. Not necessarily that they won, but it will be a surprise that they did win to many people with the way they won it, putting up 26 points in the first quarter and coasting to a 55-20 win at Hemmingford. Hemmingford was undefeated coming into the ball game. Boone Central, Newman Grove, a 48-20 winner over Chase County. North Platte St. Pat's was leading West Holt 32-0 in the fourth quarter. Also today, we had High Plains taking care of Hardington. That's a final, 50-14. In the first quarter, scoring up north, Donovan Trumbull, 15, Crofton, 6. Pierce is ahead in their game, 12-0 in the first quarter. And Blue Hill gets the first score, leading Hershey, 8-0. That game currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. So we have got plenty of football to bring to you, and we're glad you're along with us. We'll take a break and hear from the coaches, Brent Streeter of Bertrand and Craig Schnitzler of Kennesaw, right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
The most recommended.
Fall brings a dramatic increase in deer activity. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, owner of Eustis Body Shop.
Last fall, I hit a deer just south of town, and it scared me to death. I called Eustis Body Shop for a tow, and from that point on, I had no reason to worry.
We sincerely hope a collision with a deer never happens to you. But if it does, remember that our 5 locations in central Nebraska can bring you back to factory specs faster. Eustis Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Round 2 of the state high school football playoffs has us in Kennesaw tonight for what should be a great matchup. 9-0 Bertrand, 8-1 Kennesaw. Coach Brent Streeter joins us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. And, Coach, we got to talk before last week's contest against Amherst about how this team has come along and was looking for that test. Did you get a test last week?
Yeah, you know, we did. Amherst loaded the box on us and sent a lot of different types of blitzes, so it took us a while to kind of match up to what they were doing and catch them and some things. But we had some screen passes that settled down their pressure a little bit in the second half, and our special teams gave us a score, so that helped break it open a little bit. But yeah, it was kind of a scrappy little game, nothing that we were super concerned with other than just take care of the football, and they picked 6 of us early, so it gave them some momentum, and we just had to take care of the ball and get the job done.
We talked last week as well a little bit about this football team trying to take it to the next level, because a lot of these kids didn't necessarily play a lot in the last couple of years, and some of them really have. The kids that we're going to hear about tonight, your specialty kids that run the ball, and, of course, your quarterback. Are you seeing the development of those kids? Did they do okay in their first playoff game?
Yeah, they did. You know, it was more about just keeping our heads up and well, I guess what I'm proud of about is just sticking to their assignments, you know. It could have been really easy to get frustrated because they were sending more people than we could block. But they trusted the system. They stayed with it. We made a few adjustments at halftime. We probably should have gave our quarterback more of a chance to throw some different passes and in some different formations. But we just wanted to stay pretty basic, and we figured physically and with that experience, being the seniors we had, we'd be able to take control of it later. But like I said, it was scrappy. They hung in there. They didn't get frustrated. The penalties were at minimum again, so pretty proud of that fact.
Defense just continues to play well. As you said, it was an interception that got Amherst on the board. What makes your defense right. So good?
I think it's just basically we're pretty quick, no doubt about it. So speed has a lot to do with it. Tyler Dahlgren is just a real great field general out there, a middle linebacker for us. He gets us in the correct defenses and the different formations. And then people just do their trigger terms for whatever defense we have called. And I think I mentioned it earlier this year, you know, when you look at our defense, there's really not a guy out there that's creating a ton of turnovers or one guy that's getting a ton of sacks. Tackles are pretty balanced. So it's kind of a no-name defense, similar to the Miami Dolphins' old nickname, I guess I told somebody once. So no superstars, you know. We got some speed, and everybody does their job. And just fun to see a lot of hats around the football.
Brent Streeter, head football coach of the Bertrand Vikings, joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as they get ready to take on Kennesaw. Coach, does your team feel like an underdog, and are they okay with that?
I don't know if they really feel like an underdog. They know that they are an underdog by perception. But, you know, they know Kennesaw is good, though, and we understand the reason why we're a sixth seed. So we just got to prove that we should have been seeded a little higher. And I'm not saying should have like anybody's fault, just meaning that's what the system gave us. We played our schedule. So we either do or we don't, you know. We either play a respectable game and give ourselves a chance to win in the end and gain some respect, or, you know what, we'll just see who we are. So it's a challenge that they want to face up to, and we're excited about it, for one thing. Get to play against some really good athletes, get to play against a team who's only lost, came to Giltner, who has a reputation of being probably the best out here. So it's going to be a challenge. Ought to be fun.
What if we didn't put home and visitor on the scoreboard and we put Dahlgren and Schnitzler? I know these other kids have to do their role, but I know a lot of people are going to look at this game as the Dahlgrens versus the Schnitzlers.
That sure should, you know. They're two really good players. Ryan, of course, has a reputation of being pretty crafty on his feet, super speed, very smart, catch the ball really well. You throw it if we asked him to. And, of course, he's a state champion in track. So he's that athlete. And, you know, other than this year, me getting to see Schnitzler on film, I've heard a lot about him, but watching him on film, he's got all the tools. He's a physical, real physical being for a quarterback, you know, and he's got a gun on him, too. So runs a lot of bootlegs, and as soon as you try to send the house to contain him, then pretty soon he's got you on play action pass. So we got our work cut out for us.
Brent Streeter with us for just another minute here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Are your teams similar, do you think, Brent?
You know, as far as our plans are, they are. They have probably, I'd say, a better opportunity to throw the ball. They throw the ball more with their quarterback. Our quarterback's very capable, but with the schedule that we've had, we haven't seen the need to exploit that. But when he's had to throw it, he has 10 touchdown passes on the year, and he's throwing the ball close to 56% completion rate, but good screen pass forward and throw it deep when he wants to. So if we need to do that, I'm sure we're capable of doing that. But if I had to say anything, that'd be about the only difference.
When you get to this part of the playoffs, and it doesn't matter if you're Kennesaw or Bertrand or anybody, you're probably going to get, and you look at your regular season, as we've talked about before, probably going to get popped in the mouth maybe for the first time more than just a play or a series or a quarter. How do you go about coaching your team that may not have seen that yet this year?
Yeah, we've addressed that. You know, we want to find out. We talk a lot about mental toughness. You know, who are we going to be in the fourth quarter when we got to fight for a win? We got to come back from behind. You know, we had a couple close halves out of Hitchcock County, and Axtell gave us a kind of a stubborn game there for a half where we're tied at halftime or whatever it was, something close. But we haven't had the situation where it has to be a have-to play. We must have this third and three to continue a drive, you know, with 4 minutes to go or whatever. So that's going to be our gut check, and hopefully we can be prepared mentally and physically for the challenge.
Well, on paper, it's a heck of a matchup. Let's see if we can get it on the field and make it a heck of a matchup. Brent, we appreciate the time, and best of luck in the game tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate you covering us, and we'll do our best.
That's Brent Streeter, head coach of the undefeated Bertrand Vikings. We'll talk with Craig Schnitzler, head coach at Kennesaw, right after this on Classic Hits.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 for an area battle that should be a real good one tonight to Bertrand, as we talked to Coach Streeter, 8-0, but have to go on the road now that they're 9-0 and they're taking on a Kennesaw ball club whose only loss is to a Giltner. So two fine, fine teams tonight, and head coach Craig Schnitzler of the Blue Devils joins us here. And Coach, congratulations on getting safely through that opening round.
Thank you. That was a big win for us, and I really thought the kids came out and with good intensity right out of the gate, and so that was exciting.
I want to ask you, because the last time we saw you was a Shelton game, good game, close game. The rest of the games, you guys have really put the points on the board. Your toughest opponent held you to 25. Did that concern you at all coming out of that game?
No, not really. You know, we did some things in that game that kind of stopped some drives on us, and so we felt offensively we were right where we needed to be and did some great things. And we didn't really talk about the points. We just talked about making sure we got better going into the next week. And I think the kids do a tremendous job of focusing and just getting after it every day and looking to improve.
Is there one or two things that you are better at now than you were 3 weeks ago?
I think our blocking has continued to get better. The guys up front just keep improving. They've done a tremendous job all season. But we've had some big holes. Our backs have had some big holes to run through. And I think our backs are improving as the season goes as well.
Craig Schnitzler, the head football coach at Kennesaw, joins us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. You take a look at the way your team has progressed. You obviously have Tyler and Preston, both your sons, quarterback, running back. They're pretty even in the rushing department. You have had a lot of blowouts, but how are teams defensing you? Do they try to take one away and the other one is the tough one and it's their game, or how have you seen that throughout the year?
Well, most of the time we're seeing teams, you know, they know more about Tyler, and so obviously they've got somebody eyeing him all the time, and so that kind of opened things up for Preston at the I-back position. But, you know, they complement each other well because we do a lot of misdirection. We trap a lot, and just figuring out where the ball is makes it difficult for him. And there's times we haven't had to use Tyler much, and so we've been able to give him some rest. I know last week he had two carries against A Center, and so we just kind of gave it to the I-back, and the fullback had a big game. And so we just kind of mix things up and try to keep them off balance.
Let's talk about Bertrand here a little bit. What do you see from them?
You know, across the board, they're a good ball club. Very solid up front in their front five. And then they're probably the two that stand out the most is probably the two brothers, the Dahlgren boys, one at fullback and the other at I-back. They're great runners. They see the field well, and they make good reads off the blocks.
You take a team like this, I know we talked with Coach Streeter a week ago. They were a little concerned about the competition that they have played. Do you see that they were going to be in for their toughest challenge here tonight?
Yeah, I think, you know, for both teams, not only for them against us, but us as well. I think it's a great matchup. It's going to be one up front in the trenches again. It's going to be one of those games where both teams are going to line up tight end to tight end and just come after each other. And, you know, the blocking's got to be there, and then the back's got to make great reads. And we got to take care of the football.
Craig Schnitzler, head football coach at Kennesaw, joins us here. You talked about taking care of the football. That might have been one of the problems in your only close game against Shelton. Are there some areas that you can work on to take care of the football? Because, let's face it, when you're up so many, a mistake here and there doesn't really get magnified as it will deeper into the playoffs.
Right. And we talk about that during practice and stuff that, you know, it might get away with it in a game where you're up big, but in the big games you've got to do everything right. You've got to make sure the ball's stuck tight, and you get into traffic, you got to get two hands on the ball, and we focus on that a lot, and it really hasn't, you know, other than that game, we really haven't had fumble problems, so it hasn't been a big concern, and overall I've been real pleased with the way the kids have taken care of the football throughout the season.
What about special teams? Again, there's an area you don't have to worry too much about how you get your PATs or how good your punts are. You get a lot of opportunities to return punts, but how much more emphasis do you have to put on that as the season progresses?
Well, we try to hit it every week. We try to hit it every day, but sometimes time runs out, and it's a big part of our game. We've got a very good place kicker. We've got kickoff. Tyler kicks off for us, and Richard Sonic does our PATs, and both of them have great legs. We don't have to recover. We don't get a lot of returns on kickoffs. And then Tyler's leading D2 and punt average at 39.9. And so I feel very good about our special teams, not only in the coverage department, but as well as return.
you have some young kids out there, and we've touched on that. There's not a ton of upperclassmen. I guess it's balanced, I guess, if you want to say that. But you got a lot of young kids out there. How about Wyatt Woodman? I mean, you don't have to go to the air a whole lot, and you use him in a variety of different ways offensively and in special teams. And he's a sophomore, but he's a big kid.
Yes, he is. He's a big kid, and he's got good hands. And he's got the speed that we're looking for at that wideout position. And so he and Preston both, when we put them out there, complement each other well. And when you've got two speedsters out there, it makes it difficult to cover two coming off those edges. And so we've used him in the passing game extremely quite a bit, and he's done a great job catching the ball for us.
Finally, Craig, it's so similar to Shelton, it seems like to me, that both these teams, you and Bertrand, have been able to blow the doors off almost all your opposition. But once you got two really good teams playing each other, the offense slowed way down. Are you expecting that again tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I think both teams are going to play extremely hard on the defensive side to try to control the offense a little bit. Both teams do such a great job offensively that I don't know if we're not going to stop each other, but I think it's big that we can slow them down and get the ball back into our hands.
All right, Craig, we appreciate the time. Best of luck in the ball game tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's Craig Schnitzler, the head football coach at Kennesaw. We'll be back. Take a look at the starting lineups for our second round D2 matchup right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works. And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Plenty of scores continue to roll in. Finals, Loup City over Hemingford, 55-20. Boone Central over Chase County, 48-20. It was High Plains over Hardington, 50-14. North Platte St. Pat's defeats West Holt, 32-6. And Gothenburg, that playoff, this is one of those teams, doesn't matter. They get in the playoffs, they're going to win some games, and they go out to Shatter to win today by a score of 12-0. So congratulations to them. We'll give you some updates on other games in just a moment. Right now, though, time to take a look at the injuries brought to you by our friends at Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. They want to get you back in a game of life. The good news, we're pretty clean tonight. Larry, we don't have any major injuries to talk about in tonight's football game, and you can't ask for anything more than that. You don't want to go into a game this deep in the season hobbled up.
No, when you get two top 10 teams like this, Doug, that are going to match up, two of the best in the state, you want them to come in, all their guns, all their bullets firing, and that's what we have tonight.
So good news, and hopefully we have no injuries tonight, but if you are injured, be sure to see Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic, the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, Excellence in Rehabilitation, two locations in Kearney along with Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. We'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups right after this timeout. Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show as we bring you the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Eight-man in football. Let's take a look at Bertrand, starting with the center. That'll be number 88, junior Dustin Langenberg. The guards are number 33, senior Austin Ackerman, and number 71, junior Edgar Estrada. The ends are number 10, junior Robert Edgren, and number 81, senior Mike Fitzgerald. The backfield full of Dahlgrens. The fullback, number 21, senior Tyler Dahlgren. The I-back, number 11, senior Ryan Dahlgren. They are cousins. And the quarterback is number 6, senior Nick High. Head coach of the Bertrand Vikings is Brent Streeter, assisted by Mark Detlefs, Bill Ford, Craig Newcomb, and Aaron McCoy. A perfect 9-0 on the season, but ranked 7th and 8th in the two states of major publications here. And again, because no one is really sure how good this football team is because of the competition that they have played. Well, this will be the toughest team by far, as you heard Coach Streeter say, that they've played this year. Now for Kennesaw, at center, number 77, 200-pound junior Michael Duffy. The guards are number 50, 215-pound junior Evan Newton, and number 65, 215-pound senior Dalton Bender. The ends, number 24, 160-pound junior Colton Blankenship, and number 64, 215-pound senior Mason Stoker. The fullback is number 43, 205-pound senior Devin Burr, and the I-back is number 8, 165-pound freshman in Preston Schnitzler. The quarterback, number 4, 180-pound senior, is Tyler Schnitzler. The head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils, Craig Schnitzler, assisted by Brandon Jacobitz, Joe Heckenlively, and Sean Merrigan. They are 8-1 on the season with the only loss to Giltner, ranked 5th in Class D2. And that is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. And both teams love to run the football, the Dahlgrens versus the Schnitzlers. But if the boys up on the line don't do their job and block tonight and make tackles defensively, it doesn't matter what those four young men do.
Yeah, there's no question, as we know, football, period, especially eight-man football, it is all about blocking and tackling, staying clean in the penalty game, Doug. You know, a 15-yard or a 10-yard penalty in eight-man football is so much more devastating to a team than an 11-man. And you're exactly right. Those five guys up front on each side of the ball are going to have it right tonight.
Well, we'll take a break and be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
The Bank of Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to professional. The Bank of Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. The Bank of Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain, is cutting the ribbon to great savings this Friday in Hastings. Dunham Sports has your favorite brand names at hard-to-beat prices, from golf to hunting and everything in between. You'll find it at Dunham's. Start saving on all your sporting good needs this Friday for the grand opening of Dunham Sports in the old Walmart building, North Highway 281 in Hastings. Dunham Sports, our big names bring you in, our low prices bring you back.
Well, great football action going on tonight, and we are glad to have you along with us as we get ready for the kickoff of our ball game. Again, there's other football going on tonight in the area already. You have got Blue Hill battling against Hershey. Let's give you some score updates of what's going on. Donovan Trumbull 15, Crofton 14 in the second quarter. Also going on tonight, Pierce is leading in their ball game by a score of 20-3. That contest is in the second quarter, Pierce and Wilbur Claytonia. Blue Hill and Hershey, 8-8 in the second quarter. Also going on, we have Sterling leading Wausau 20-0 in the first quarter. Humphrey St. Francis leading Lawrence Nelson 32-0 in the second quarter. Giltner 14-0 over Anselmo Myrna in the second quarter. And Norfolk Catholic has scored for a 7-0 lead over Boys Town. Already today, Loup City picked up a win out at Hemingford 55-20. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you as we get ready for second round action in the state high school football playoffs with Bertrand at Kennesaw. It's coming up next here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the football your buddy fired through your windshield. The cooler that tumbled out of a pickup and onto the hood of your car. If you're a football fan, eventually we're going to meet. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings today. Coverage subject to terms, qualifications, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Doug Good along with Larry Baker. Here we go for high school football tonight. Larry, we told you that Bertrand got the toss. They're going to defer it. And Coach Joseph said we wanted the ball anyway. So what are we looking for out of the game?
I think you're going to see the same thing we've seen from Kennesaw all year. They're going to try to pound Preston Schnitzler just a little. But I think you're going to see Tyler Schnitzler try to get loose right away. You may even see them get into that big seven-man front offensive line where they just put them foot to foot and snap it to Tyler and let him go. The worst part for Bertrand here kicking the ball off is they have to kick it to Tyler Schnitzler.
So we are ready to go. The sun could be a little bit of a factor here early on. Going into the sun will be Kennesaw here. So let's see if Schnitzler even gets a chance to. As we said, special teams, there's a lot of things that these guys haven't had to worry much about this year. Fourth quarter, special teams. Punting the ball a lot because they score so many points. But we're ready to go, and the ball is in the air. It is booted well. Schnitzler is going to be able to field it, though, at the 5-yard line of the right hash near his sideline. 10, 15, good move, 20, 25, block 30. He's to the midfield, breaks a tackle, 30, 25, 20, 15, steps out of an ankle tackle, and he is going to step out at the 4-yard line of Bertrand.
And that's exactly, Doug, what Coach Streeter talked about. They could not let Tyler Schnitzler get loose. And he gets loose from the opening kick. He did a really nice job there because the blocking initially really wasn't very good for Kennesaw. There were three Bertrand defenders standing there when he caught the ball, but he used his athleticism to get up the field like he's done all year.
Well, first down and goal at the 4. Not a bad way to start the football game here. Let's see if Bertrand can do something early on. Devin Burr is your fullback. Preston Schnitzler is your eye back. In the eye formation, they give it to Preston off the right side. Follows his blockers, leans forward to maybe the 3. Coming in there on the tackle is going to be Tyler Dahlgren and Robert Edgren. Second and goal at the 3.
And that's exactly what we expect out of Kennesaw. They're going to rely on their freshmen there and pound out of the eye. And if it gets iffy at all, you're going to see Tyler Schnitzler keep it and look to do things on his own.
So second and goal, ball at the Bertrand 3 after the opening kickoff was returned some 70-plus yards. Tyler turns out he's going to follow his fullback Burr off the right side. He's stuck at the 1, leans forward, and gets into the end zone for a touchdown. Nick High hit him at the 1, but Tyler too strong and was able to spin and extend that ball across the goal line for a 3-yard score.
And, Doug, these starts are so important to a football team. In these big, big games, and make no mistake about it, you're in the second round of the playoffs, the round of 16, this is a big game. When you can take and go 2 plays and score, that's a big deal.
Richard Sonic is out there to attempt the extra point. The left-footed kicker awaits the snap. It's a good one. He approaches. The boot is away, and it is up and good. So 11:39 to go in the first quarter, and points are on the board. It's Kennesaw 7, Bertrand nothing. We're back with the kickoff after this. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs, brought to you in part by TNL Irrigation.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's
Clip. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And now, ready to boot it away, will be Tyler Schnitzler. And let's see if Bertrand can use some of their specialties to return this ball. If Schnitzler gives him a chance, it's a line drive kick, though, that gets into the end zone. Would have taken a leaping effort there at about the 2-yard line by Ryan Dahlgren to try and grab it. So, special teams pick, Larry, in 8-man football. They're big in 11-man, but we've talked about it over the years in 8-man. If you can pound that ball into the end zone, give them no chance to return it. And we've already seen the difference.
Yeah, there's no question. You know, it's to limit the number of plays the special playmakers on each team gets when you can kick that thing into the end zone.
Well, let's see what Bertrand can do here now. They've got a high-octane offense. They split their backs. Man split out to the right. They want to throw the ball high underneath. It is complete there to the 20. Breaking a tackle to the 25 and getting the first down is going to be number 17, Terrell Younger. Just a freshman over there. And he hauls it in. Nice little wrinkle from Coach Streeter.
Yeah, it runs just a little zero route, a 2-3 hitch. Kennesaw's in a basic cover three where the corners are 5-7 off, bailing into their deep third off the snap. I think this is important for Bertrand to move the ball, Doug. They don't want to get in a score fest, I don't think, with Kennesaw.
Well, they don't want to find themselves getting down. So let's see if they can put some positive numbers on the board here. Here's an inside trap. For a couple of yards, as Tyler Schnitzler has the first meeting of Tyler Dahlgren. A gain of two, it's going to be second down and eight.
And Dahlgren runs tough there, Doug. He runs behind his pads. He delivered the blow there to Schnitzler instead of taking it. And I think that's important on that tackle. It was Tyler Schnitzler on his back and not Mr. Dahlgren. And I think that's the important thing.
So second down and eight here. They'll put Tyler Dahlgren to the slot to the left. And that means Ryan is all by himself in the backfield. And they will hand it to him off the right side. Finds a little seam, gets across the 30, keeps the legs churning. Preston Schnitzler trying to bring him down, and he's going to be just short of the first down at their 35-yard line. It'll be third and maybe two.
Doug, that's a really nice run there. And he takes initial contact was about at the line of scrimmage, and he takes that 5 or 6 yards on his own to bring up third and manageable here. Close enough to midfield that it's a possible two-down territory.
10:15 to go in the first quarter. Bertrand is already behind here, 7-0, out of the power eye formation. Nick High, the quarterback, toss sweep left side. Good block to Spring Dahlgren, and he's into the secondary, and he is gone. Tyler Schnitzler says he's gone. He pulls up. A touchdown for Ryan Dahlgren. That's going to go for 46 yards.
Yeah, and Tyler Schnitzler pulls up at about the 20, Doug. I would think Schnitzler's the fastest guy on this field.
I think maybe it's Ryan Dahlgren, according to, track champion and bringing home some gold medals. And I suppose when they sell out to try and stop at the line of scrimmage, there was a good block laid on the edge there, and that took him out of the play. Now the extra point kick is up, and it is just inside the right upright. So the PAT is good by Mike Fitzgerald. So we've got some points on the board for each team. 9:59 to go in the first quarter for Trans 7. Kennesaw 7 on Classic Hits.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out, catering too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Well, we're 2 minutes in, ready for our third kickoff of the ball game. This will be a squib one so that they don't get quite as good a return. Devin Moore will pick it up to the 22. Man misses to the 30. That'll be brought down to the 31-yard line. And on the tackle for the Bertrand Vikings will be Mike Fitzgerald. And it'll be first down and 10 here for Kennesaw. And you look out there, and I think when our field level, when we saw Preston Schnitzler play over at Kennesaw, he looked a lot bigger. All of a sudden, he shrunk a little bit here. We're up a little higher. And you can see Preston, but at 165 pounds, just a freshman. He's no small guy out there. So Kennesaw now on their second possession. Want to pass the ball. Plenty of time. They'll throw it out here in the flat. Preston's got it from his brother Tyler at midfield. Breaks a tackle 35. Slips down at the 30. And here comes the penalty flag on the play.
Yeah, Doug, that's, I'm sure you're going to get. I don't know about the second flag. The first flag was a face mask on Bertrand as they were trying to tackle Preston Schnutz. It was a really nice job. They ran the Kennesaw runs a vertical route with the tight end, and they just slid the back out of the backfield on a wheel up the sideline. Really nice play call.
It'll be a 5-yard face mask after an 18-yard completion, and that'll move the ball into Bertrand territory at the 26-yard line. Turnover is going to be big in this ball game, and who can find a way to make because it's been full of big plays already. And once again, Kennesaw on the move. First down end for the Blue Devils at the 26-yard line out of the shotgun. It's going to be a direct run to the right side here by Tyler Schnitzler, strung out well and brought down from behind by Tyler Dahlgren after a minimal gain to about the 22, maybe 3, maybe 4.
Yeah, that was just straight quarterback power there, Doug, where they're going to lead with both backs. And Bertrand does a tremendous job scraping down the line of scrimmage there and getting where they need to be.
So it's second down and 7 yards to go here for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Already tied up with Bertrand 7-7. A little longer to get out of the huddle here. Burr is your fullback. Preston Schnitzler in the eye. No wideouts. Double tight end here for Tyler Schnitzler. They give it to the fullback, Burr, and he is hitting the backfield. And a good job by Bertrand to bring him down by number 50, Anthony Orton. Not much on that one.
No, Doug, the guard fell down there, and the fullback ran into the guard, and that kind of blew the whole thing up.
It's going to bring up third down and 5 here. Ball at the 25-yard line of Bertrand, tied 7-7 in the first quarter.
Doug, I wouldn't be surprised here, maybe not right here, but to see that same pass play to Preston Schnitzler, it's designed very, very well. They're forcing the defense's hand the way they're running it, and they're going to be a guy short with him coming out of the backfield about every time they run that play.
Shotgun with the running backs flanking him. They both go out in the pass pattern. They throw over the middle. It is complete to the tight end, Mason Stoker, for a first down across the 15, and he's going to get inside the 10 all the way to the 7-yard line.
There again, Kennesaw's really forcing the Bertrand defense to do some things they don't want to do. They run 2-9 routes with their tight ends and just send both backs out of the backfield on swings, and that puts a tremendous amount of stress on things, Doug. You have to be accountable in the passing game, and in 8-man football, a lot of times guys aren't completely accountable man-to-man.
7-7 first quarter, and Kennesaw looking for more. First and goal at the 7, even to Preston Schnitzler off the right side. Big hole, crashes down to the 1, maybe the 2. They'll put his knee down between the 1 and 2.
That was a great job. Preston Schnitzler there on the straight iso, puts his head down, delivers the blow, and gets himself down to about the 1-yard line.
So we'll call it a second down and goal just inside the 2. 7-7 your score here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Bertrand, and Kennesaw. Doug, due to Larry Baker, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns with you on this perfect Wednesday night, Halloween. Hope you're out having fun. Hopefully you get a chance to catch some football tonight in person as well. Second and goal. And we have got a handoff to Schnitzler over the left side, and Preston is into the end zone for the touchdown.
Same thing, they ran an ISO to the other side. Bertrand's got to get better at the point of attack up front. They're getting blown off the ball on the double teams at the point of attack. They're going to need to tighten that down, Doug.
So now the extra point coming up for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Sonic is out there. He hammered the first one through. Now tries for 2 for 2. Good snap. Placement's down. The kick is a little wobbly, but it's through there. And with 7:30 to go, first quarter, look out. You've got a track meet going. Kennesaw 14 for Trans 7. We're back after this.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back, Doug Duda and Larry Baker. Larry, what are we looking at so far? It's just been big play after big play.
Well, I think Kennesaw's really on schedule. They're doing what they normally do, and be quite honest, those Bertrand on offense. But this type of game favors Kennesaw. Bertrand's got to get some stops. And now you're kind of in a situation, Doug, where you're in the first quarter. Bertrand's going to get their second possession is all, and it's almost like overtime type possessions. When you start scoring like this on each side, stops become a massive premium.
Jake Samuels in back to return the kick here. Bertrand, a little something different. They've got six guys up there around the 10-yard differential. There's a lot of room between the 25 and the 5 if they want to pooch this kick. The line drive kick. Samuelson is not able to field it. He tried to, but it went through his hands at the 1. And Chisler just line driving these babies. That's just the strength of his leg. And once again, taking over at the 15 will be Bertrand.
You know, we saw this against Shelton. Schnitzler's going to stick it in the end zone and just keep the other team's playmakers from being able to touch the ball in that instance. And they're going to make you drive the field. That's what Kennesaw has done to people.
So, first down and 10. Second drive here for the Vikings. Out of the I formation, they'll turn and hand it off the right side. Dahlgren breaks the tackle again and gets to the corner, and he is going to score. One play, 65 yards for Ryan Dahlgren. This is simple blocking out there. Is Bertrand, does Kennesaw have too many guys in the box right now, Larry?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're everybody's walked down. They've got nobody deep. And the thing is, I know you want to play that way against the run, but what you do have to understand is Bertrand's got a home run hitter. You've got to set somebody back there so that if that guy breaks it, you've got a chance.
Well, that's a heck of a start to the ball game here for Ryan Dahlgren. 3 carries, 117 yards. And the extra point kick is going to be no good off to the left.
And we saw this against Shelton. These extra point attempts, Doug, are crucial.
Yeah, you get into where you have to think you got to go for two or kick and whatever. And if this game ends up in the 40s, you can afford to miss one. But that one is no good. So 7:18 to go here. First quarter, 14-13. Kennesaw. Sponsors are getting their due diligence here. The high school football playoffs on Classic Hits, brought to you in part by Hastings for Lincoln.
When America's farmers work together, they're part of something bigger. That's especially true when you work with your CHS Service Center, which shares its profits with producers like these.
Working with a strong, farmer-built company helps me make a profit and build equity.
A cooperative and a farming operation working together will spell success.
They're here to assist us so that we can have a profitable farm.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Pretty exciting so far, Larry.
Yeah, no kidding. Now Bertrand's doing what they've done all year. I mean, at some point, somebody's going to get a stop. Kennesaw needs to get a safety back in the game, Doug. They've got everybody walked up too far, where that's a deal where really, that's the old, you've heard me use the saying before, 4 6 inches is six, and that's what you've got there. You've got a situation where if Dahlgren can get 6 inches, if he can get a yard or two with his speed, he's going to score because Kennesaw's got all eight within about 2 or 3 yards of the ball.
From just down the road, Shelton is already up 28-0 on Spalding Academy, and that is in the second quarter. The winner of that game plays the winner of this game. So, for the first time, Kennesaw will have to start at their own 15 as the kickoff went into the end zone. Schnitzer will set him down, and Devin Burr fakes that, keeps it on the option. Tyler breaks a tackle, look out, 20, 30, and he is tripped up at the 30-yard line, or he would have been gone.
Ryan Dahlgren's save that. I was just in my mind starting to say, oh, my goodness, he broke another one. And Ryan Dahlgren came out of nowhere and dove and just got a shoelace, and that was enough, Doug. He was just about off to the races again.
What is, I guess, the question, Larry, is what is going on that interior line? Are they being blocked that well, or are they just trying to find out technique from each other right now? We'll talk about it after this play, because it's first down and 10, and they'll give it off over the left side to Preston Schnitzler. He's not hit until he gets into the secondary, across the 35, dives out to the 38-yard line, only second and 2.
I think the problems are a little different on each side of the ball. Kennesaw is absolutely commanding the line of scrimmage when they're on offense here, Doug. They're mauling Bertrand's front three. On the other side of the ball, Kennesaw's just playing too tight to the box. Bertrand's got a home run hitter, and he's able to get what would be a 2 or 3 yard gain, and it's turning into 40 and 50.
Well, big kickoff return to start the game. It's been two short touchdowns for Kennesaw, two bombs for Dahlgren and Bertrand. Second and 2, back to pass Schnitzler, looking for Stoker. He's covered. Rolls right, going to try and run and get the first down, and does. Not a whole lot there. Good tackle to the open field by Tyler Dahlgren. He only needed a yard and a half, but he got 3 as he gets into Bertrand territory at the 38-yard line.
And that's what Tyler Schnitzler gives you there, Doug. He's a coach's son, very cerebral young man. Both receivers completely covered. He knows enough to not try to be a hero. He tucks the ball, gets the first down. He's got a fresh set of downs in positive territory, and that's what you need out of your quarterback.
So move the chains again. Fourth first down here for Bertrand, or excuse me, for Kennesaw. And they'll give it to Preston Schnitzler off the right side. Starts in the hole, then backs out, tries the right side, and gets to the 35.
Yeah, Preston, that was a little counter, a little misdirection there, Doug. And Preston does a nice job. Even with his feet stopping and him dancing a little bit, he was constantly moving forward. At no point did he back up and try to make something happen.
So the sun's starting to set here. It's behind the horizon. Or as we would say it here, it's behind the beautiful horizon, just over Kennesaw Motors downtown. Second down and 7. And they'll fake the handoff to Preston. Tyler keeps it the right side. Gets a little seam to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Stiff-armed and shoved out of bounds at the 5-yard line. Another big play. 30 more for Tyler Schnitzler.
Yeah, right there again. A little counter play. They showed all the motion to the far side. Tyler Schnitzler's going to tuck the ball and take it around the near side. And he's just electric, Doug. He's got a gear, a football gear. I don't know what his times are. I have no idea what his track times are, anything like that. He's got a football gear that not very many other kids have.
So that'll set up first down and goal at the 5-yard line. This is the third time that they've been in the red zone. Scored touchdowns the first two times. Neither team has been stopped at all. They'll split the backs this time. Schnitzler's going to keep it himself, try the right side, hit once, hit twice, that didn't go anywhere. He was just trying to find his lineman to block for him, and a whole host of white came through. Nick High, Robert Edgren, and more.
Yeah, Bertrand sent everybody there, Doug. They filled every gap on a big blitz there, and they tried to run something in the A-gaps, and there was nothing doing. Schnitzler looks a little tired. He's got his hands down on his knees waiting for the play to come in.
So it'll bring up second down and goal at the 5-yard line. 14-13, Kennesaw with 4.5 to go here in the first quarter of play, and Kennesaw is knocking on the door again. Second and goal at the 5. Tyler takes him into the I formation, offset to the right side this time, hands it to the fullback, and Burr powers his way into the end zone for the touchdown. So 3 touchdowns, 3 different players are in for Kennesaw. Devin Burr makes it 20-13.
I can't believe we're still in the first quarter, Doug. And the worst part is Kennesaw's got to kick it off and let Mr. Dahlgren have the ball again. But what you saw there is really more indicative of what's happening in this game. Kennesaw's much better up front. Kennesaw's really pounding the ball. Bertrand's hit a couple home runs.
Now Sonic to attempt the extra point. Low snap. They get it down. Sonic is going to punch it up, and good. So Sonic is 3 for 3 in this football game. We've got 4:21 to go in the first quarter. It's Kennesaw 21, Bertrand 13. We're back with more playoff action brought to you by Hastings Link Ford after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. your Cynic station, with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Phil's Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Listening to the state football playoffs on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com, brought to you by Dunham Sports, where all the big brand names bring in and the low prices bring you back. 21-13, Kennesaw leading Bertrand. Tyler Schnitzler boots another one into the end zone, and it'll be first out of the 15 here for Bertrand, but that's not been a problem, Larry.
No, I mean, he's doing a great job, and Jake Samuelson's getting no work returning the ball, but it's one or two plays and hit a home run. But now let's see if Bertrand can put a drive together. Kennesaw hit a couple home runs, and then they put a drive together. Now let's see if Bertrand can do the same. And Tyler Schnitzler's come out of the game here, Doug. I don't know if it's fatigue. After that one long run, he came up a little bit lame, and he's not on the field on defense right now.
So first and 10 out of the I formation, they'll give it to the fullback, and that is Tyler Dahlgren, who gets minimal yardage, a couple out to the 17.
And there we've seen Preston Snitzler's backed up a little as a free safety. He's not walked down quite as hard, but he's still pretty tight to the line of scrimmage. Very easy as a free safety to get caught in the wash right there when you're that close to the line of scrimmage, and now they go with a cover zero look.
Split the backs this time on second down and 8, and they're going to go on a counter play, and coming through untouched to bring him down for no gain is going to be Zach Edwards. Nowhere to go that time for Ryan Dahlgren. He is sent backwards to the original line of scrimmage. It's 3rd and 10.
That was a big play, Doug, because Kennesaw stayed in a cover zero look, which means when they sent Bertrand sent a back out, Preston Snitzler went with him. So they played with no free safety there. They played with everybody within a yard of the line of scrimmage.
Now Twins to the right side at an empty backfield. So the Dahlgrens are both on the right side. Nick Hive back to pass. Wants to throw it deep, and he is going to have a great catch at midfield. Bringing it in is Ryan Dahlgren, who was covered by Tyler Schnitzler. A beautiful pitch and catch.
Absolutely great catch, Doug. Just a seam route right down the field. And that was a great catch because Tyler Schnitzler had great coverage on the thing. The offensive line did a nice job there for Bertrand as well.
27-yard gain in Kennesaw territory to the 38-yard line. First down and 10 here for Bertrand. Trailing 21-13, but both teams have scored on every possession. Split back to the man, split out wide to the right. They'll send Dahlgren in motion. Tight end pop passer, some contact. It doesn't matter. The catch is made by Robert Edgren inside the 25 to the 22.
Yeah, just a little seam pass there with the tight end, Doug. I think if he doesn't catch that, there was going to be pass interference on Tyler Schnitzler there. He was starting to tackle him before the ball had gotten there. This is a good timeout here. Kennesaw looks a little bit gassed.
Kennesaw does call a defensive timeout here, and we heard from Brent Streeter in the pregame that he goes, the one advantage that Kennesaw probably has on us is in the air. He goes, because we know what Tyler Schnitzler can do, and they use that as their part of their package. Even when they're winning big games, they will throw the ball. He goes, we haven't had to. He goes, out of necessity, we just haven't had to throw the ball. He goes, Nick Hike can throw the ball. Well, he's proven that. He's 3 for 3 for 54 yards through the air here and moving the Vikings down the field once again.
Yeah, and if you can, this is dangerous business to try, as I'm going to say this. But if you can put pressure on Tyler Schnitzler when you're on offense, make him work as a defender, that does help you because of what he's asked to do in the game. Kennesaw asks him to do a lot. You can put pressure on him when he's on the defensive side of the ball, that could help you later in the game.
Let's go to some scores right now. Shelton at the half, leading Spalding Academy 34-0 on our Valentino's hotline, Valentino's home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Lutheran High Northeast leading 7-0. Fullerton over Lindsay Hilly Family 8-0. Sutton with an 8-6 lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll have another update for you here in just a little bit. All those are early. First and 10 now for the Bertrand Vikings in their white uniforms with blue trim, and just the opposite for Kennesaw, blue unis and white trim. First and 10 at the 22-yard line. They'll send Tyler Dahlgren in motion to the right, pitch it to Ryan around the right side, gets to the corner, looks for a block, the 15 to the 10, and he's inside the 5 before being brought down first and goal.
That was a great run. Better tackle by Tyler Schnitzler. He does a great job going to the other side there and making a great tackle. There was great penetration there that time by the Kennesaw defense, but it just didn't yield anything. There's some speed on that Bertrand running back crew, Doug.
We are still in the first quarter. It is 21-13 Kennesaw with 2:43 to go. First and goal at the Kennesaw 3. Power eye Bertrand. They give it to the fullback. Tyler Dahlgren does not get it in. Busting things up there is Michael Duffy. He got maybe a yard. Let's see how good the spot is here. Get him to the 2. Second and goal to 2.
I think it'll be tough sledding in those A-gaps against Kennesaw. Kennesaw's offensive and defensive line are doing a nice job.
Second and goal, stay out of the power eye. High, the quarterback. He's going to keep it himself. Quarterback sneak. He needs about a yard and a half, and he gets about a half. It's going to be third and goal at the 1.
Yeah, that's, again, tries to go straight ahead, and you can see, Doug, he just ran into a wall.
You would think this is Kennesaw's playing basically the same defense goal line as they're playing back in Bertrand territory here.
Yeah, not a lot. What I'd expect to see him do here is probably pinch. Though that D line will pinch, and that puts a lot of pressure on those.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney delivers.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Carney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand specializes in crop protection for your farm. See Roxanne today and ask her how she can get you the best coverage for all of your crops so you can focus on the more important things in your life while we take care of protecting your livelihood. Great Plains Crop Services of Bertrand is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck tonight from Roxanne at Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinoff, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchased benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
And welcome back. Apologize for the internet connection there. We lost some power. So the kickoff rings out to the 20. Schnitzler at the 30. 35, 40. They can't bring him down. He's into Bertrand territory to the 32-yard line. Bertrand had kicked it out of bounds twice in a row, brought in a new kicker, and that's why Schnitzler got such a good start there, picking it up at the 20.
Yeah, Doug, Coach Schnitzler walked out twice, and he just kept saying, make him kick it. You know, that Bertrand's running down the field and then has to come back running down the field. Tires him out. Doug, this thing's going to boil down to who can make a couple stops. And what's probably going to happen is whoever can make the first two consecutive stops in this game will win it. The game will be done.
So first and 10, Kennesaw starts in Bertrand territory at the 32-yard line. Hand off over the left side. They brought in a new running back in Austin Schnitzler. And Austin will power his way inside the 25-yard line near the first down marker. And I think he's going to have it.
Yeah, he has a really nice run there. Preston Schnitzler's on the sideline. And he appears to be hurt. So we've got an injury there. It looks like it may be a hand or a shoulder there.
We'll call it a 12-yard gain here as we are still... with the lead.
As we have on the sideline, you're talking about 1,000 yards of offense, a whole lot for you.
Yeah, no kidding. He's a bowling ball. He's not very tall, but he brings it, Doug, both as a linebacker and a fullback there. Just does a tremendous job.
You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Bertrand, and Kennesaw. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. Round two of the Class D2 state football playoffs. It's been a shootout, as this could be the final play here of the first quarter. Second and 5, Kennesaw. At the 15, counter to Burr. Burr lowers his head inside the 10. He's going to be close to the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal. They'll say he's at the 7.
Nobody wants to play defense tonight, Doug. On either side, really. I mean, we keep saying this, you know, this is going Kennesaw's way or this is going Bertrand's way. This is going the offense way.
It's going to be first down and goal. Ball spotted just inside the 7-yard line. They'll call it the 6, and finally... first quarter comes to a close. We had 15 first downs and well over 250 yards of offense here in this first quarter of play. After one, it's Kennesaw 21, Bertrand 19. Larry, let's just go ahead and keep it here because we had a long breakthrough with the technical difficulties. I think the one thing we now at least have learned is Bertrand has to be confident. They didn't know. They did not know how good they were. They were blowing everybody out, and in fact, there was a couple of teams that ended up only winning a couple of games that played with them for a half this year, as Coach Streeter told us. But they're going toe-to-toe outside of the extra points with Kennesaw right now.
Yeah, offensively, they're as good as anybody we've seen this year. There's no question about that. The key to this thing, though, is going to be defensively because, again, I'll say it, Kennesaw has gotten big played. And yet, though, as a coach, you get disappointed and upset when you get big played. You don't feel defeated when you get big played. When Kennesaw's had the ball, they've been able to drive and grind against Bertrand. There's more chance of there being longevity of driving and grinding than there is getting hit, home runs hit against you. So Bertrand's got to find a way to get Kennesaw off the field on some of these long drives.
And Kennesaw has had the short field to drive because of some nice kick returns. The opening kickoff, they returned to the four, punched it in. Preston Stitzler, 19 yards, 5 carries, a touchdown. Devin Burr, 14 yards, 3 carries, a touchdown. Tyler Schnitzler, 55 yards, 6 carries, a touchdown. He's 2 for 31 yards. Ryan Dahlgren, 5 carries, 134 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And Nick Heist, 3 for 3 through the air. First and goal, Kennesaw at the 6. Austin Stitzler off the left side, gets hit at the line of scrimmage and pushes his way just inside the 5-yard line for a gain of 2, second and goal at the 4.
Yeah, and the offensive line for Kennesaw is doing such a good job because Austin Schnitzler runs very, very high. You can see he doesn't run behind his pads. He runs very high, but he's getting into the second level of that defense, Doug, due to his offensive line. The Kennesaw offensive line is playing very well.
I see some of your cousins have shown up at the ball game tonight, Larry. It is Halloween, and glad to have the folks around with us here to watch the football and listen tonight. They're going to spread the football field out here a little bit. Colton Blankenship and Austin Schnitzler are wide left. Tyler Schnitzler is in the shotgun, and they took way too long. It's going to be a delay of game. And that is one of the things that over the times that I've been covering high school football for 20-plus years, you always know it's something different, and you always know delay of game is on the way. And then that just pretty much takes away what you want to do. You've shown that you're going to do something different, and it's hard to do it again.
Doug, I think they run the same play here. I think you're looking at quarterback ISO or quarterback power here is going to be the play call. They're not going to change this play call.
So that'll back them up to the 9-second end goal. They do show the same formation here. First penalty of the game on Kennesaw. Tyler Schnitzler wants to follow Devin Burr around the right side, and he is going to be ankle tackled at the 9. Nowhere to go for Ryan Dahlgren.
Ryan Dahlgren, second time he saved a touchdown there by a shoelace tackle, and that's exactly what they did, Doug, though. They came out in the twins formation and just ran a quarterback power there.
But that's what's going to take, right, Larry? You've been talking about somebody's got to make some defensive plays, and it may have to be open field tackles just like that.
Yeah, this is big. This is big. There's a chance Kennesaw would kick a field goal here.
Oh, yeah. Third and goal. We'll call it from the 9 here. They'll send Blankenship and Schnitzler back out there to the left. Same spread formation here with Tyler Schnitzler in the shotgun up third and goal. Back to pass, has time. Ball fake. Now he wants to run right up the middle, and he is going to be tripped up and then wrestled down inside the 5 at the 4, holding on to their place, to their defensive spots there. And in on the tackle was number 33, Austin Ackerman. It'll be fourth and goal at the 5. We'll call it a 4-yard run for Tyler. But he pump faked, and they didn't bite on it to give him enough room.
Yeah, I love the play call, the draw there, but they are going to come out and try to kick this field goal, Doug.
I think that's the right call, considering that Bertrand has missed a couple of extra points. And, you know, Sonic, if it's a good snap, he's going to make it. Baldo is on the far hash for the left-footed kicker, so this might be a little tougher for him. Snap good. Tyler Schnitzler puts it down. Richard Sonic puts it up, and it is good. A 22-yard field goal up and good. With 9:42 to go in the first half of play, it's now Kennesaw 24, Bertrand 19, and we're back with the kickoff after this. You're listening to high school football brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Verinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Doug Doodle, Larry Baker, back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Try to get you some other scores here in just a moment. Hershey leading Blue Hill at a surprise, 21-8 in the third quarter on the Breeze, 94.5. Tyler Schnitzler bombs that one. That's the way you kick off, 7 yards deep into the end zone. And once again, Bertrand will start from their own 15. 24-19, we've been up and down the field of that actually, Larry. Even though it's a field goal in points, it's the first time we have seen a non-touchdown.
I call it a stop. you know, if I'm Bertrand, I do consider that a stop. It's up to me now to keep scoring. I'm going to have to keep scoring to win this game. Any way you cut it, I consider that a stop all the way.
Medicine Valley 52, Garden County 22 at the half. At the half, Donovan Trumbull 22, Crompton 17. Pierce leading Wilbur Claytonia 36-10. Gildner only 28-6 over Anselmo Myrna at the half. Here it's 24-19 in favor of Kennesaw Bertrand. Option play and Nick High. Pitch man's covered. He'll just dive forward for a couple out to the 17.
Kennesaw's defense does a great job there being gap sound. Option responsible there, Doug. That was a great job.
Nick High, not much of a running quarterback, at least not so far tonight. I'm sure he can against lesser defenses, but they haven't asked him to do much as far as that. He's completed some nice balls, though. One thing about this game, 3-for-3 for High, 2-for-2 for Schnitzler through the air.
Yeah, no question. He can throw the ball. We saw it in pregame warm-ups. He can spin it pretty well.
Second down and 8. Slot right, back to passes. Nick High, he's looking for that slot, man. He throws a high ball, and it is complete at the 35, and then it slipped through his hands. He started to look where he was running, and it went right through the hands that time of Tyrell Younger, and that would have been close to a touchdown. Tyler Schnitzler would have had to try and bring him down off the wheel route.
Yeah, no question. He took that, Doug. I mean, he had it caught. He was putting it away and running when he dropped it and then kicked it out of bounds.
Yeah, just over his back left shoulder as he looked back, and it slid right down his pad, down the chest, and to the ground.
But if you're Coach Streeter, that's okay in a sense. Yeah, you'd love to have that play, but that's going to open up his run game. You're going to start to see Kennesaw's defense loosen up here a little bit when they can throw the ball like that.
It was surprising how he got behind the secondary. Now some changes out there. Kennesaw a little late on their shift. Back to pass high over the middle, and it's incomplete. There is the pass interference, and that's a good call. They were trying to get it to Dahlgren, and Dalton Bender had him by the shoulder pads as he came across the middle. That'll be a first down.
Yeah, and if he's not hanging on to him there, Doug, the catch probably gets made, and he's running in stride. So he had a hold of that back arm.
Good call. And they'll mark off a 15-yard penalty here, or they're just going to call it a hold, so that'll be a 10-yard penalty. It's still a first down.
And that is the right call, defensive holding. He was holding on to him. He didn't push him.
Ball will be at the 27-yard line, and Bertrand will pick up the first down. 24-19, Kennesaw with the lead, 8:57 to go, first half. And Nick High sets him down here, waits to see what the officials are going to do, looks over the defense. He has got Dahlgren by himself, Ryan up the middle, breaks off the right side, breaks a tackle 30, 40, and down the sidelines for his third 50-yard-plus touchdown of the night. How about this kid, Ryan Dahlgren, a 63-yard or 53-yard touchdown run.
Unbelievable, Doug. And, he breaks again, he was contacted within a yard of the line of scrimmage. He breaks a tackle. Kennesaw players have the angle, and he shifts gears. And I'm telling you, man, you just see nothing but tires smoking when he runs down the field.
Well, I know Giltner puts some up through the air on Kennesaw, but nobody has run the ball on Kennesaw like this. And
no
that
question.
Includes Luke Glenn and the crew down the road at Shelton. Two-point conversion. They want to throw it into the end zone, and it's a great catch, and keeping his feet in there for the two-point conversion is Tyrell Younger. Nice catch. So that'll make it 27-24 with the first lead of the ball game for Bertrand. 8:44 to go here in the second quarter. We'll check it off after this.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Kildareth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Kildareth.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Doug Duda, along with Larry Baker, here in Kennesaw, the state D2 football playoffs. And Craig Schnitzer getting a little advice from Pops, who's down here, one of the all-time greats in high school football, as first lead of the ball game for Bertrand on a 53-yard touchdown run by Ryan Dahlgren. But Bertrand's now all of a sudden having trouble kicking the ball off. That's three straight out of bounds.
Yeah, three out of four, Doug. I mean, unbelievable. You don't want to do that because your kids are running down the field, you know, and Coach Stitzer smart. He's just going to let you keep kicking it. Because now he puts it to where, you know, where Bertrand was barely getting it to the end zone. Now there's no chance it'll get to the end zone. You're almost better off just squibbing it because Tyler Stitzer's now going to put his hands on.
Well, they squibbed it one time earlier in this football game. That seemed to work okay, but doing everything they can to keep it out of Tyler Schnitzler's hands. And they'll move the kick back to the 25-yard line now. And it's a tricky deal. You'd almost like to bounce it off a lineman here. But kicking the ball off is going to be Dink Samuelson. So he'll try and find a better way to negate Tyler Schnitzler. But so far, it's the Ryan Dahlgren show. Six carries, 187 yards, and three touchdowns. Here is a very short kick, but it's going to be Schnitzler to pick it up at the 20. Blows right by the first guy at the 25, and then shoved out of bounds right about the 30. So a good directional kick. Still going to be good field position, but I think both parties will take that.
No question. You've got Kennesaw in minus territory. After you've just let that guy touch the ball, that's what you need to do every time.
8:40 to go, still in the first half. It is Bertrand 27 and Kennesaw 24. So much blue and white out here. My head's a swimming right now. But up and down the field we have gone. And it's Tyler Schnitzler versus Ryan Dahlgren right now. Out of the I formation for Kennesaw. Schnitzler turns, hands it off to Austin Schnitzler, who's still in the ball game, and he stacked up over the right side for a gain of one. Again, Preston Schnitzler has been kind of walking around the sidelines here.
Yeah, and Preston no longer has his shoulder pads on, Doug. He's done for the night.
Wow, that is a big one. We've got a man down for Kennesaw. We've got a flag on the play. It's against Kennesaw. And we have got an injured Blue Devil on the field. So all kinds of stuff happened on that play. Austin Schnitzler got about a yard, but there's a penalty that's going to wipe that out. And cannot tell who the injured man is. You're listening to the state playoffs brought to you by Hastings, Ford, Lincoln, where the difference is black and white. And while they attend to the injured player, we'll tell you that the score is Bertrand 27 and Kennesaw 24. 8:33 to go in the first half, and we're back after this.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
Looks like the holding penalty, it was Austin Schnitzler that was hurt. He'd been banged up throughout the season and had just kind of got back about the Shelton game, which they didn't have to utilize him. But he got up, walked off the field under his own power, but two of the three Schnitzlers are now on the sideline.
Yeah, and that's not good for what they want to do, Doug. We've seen the running game drop here a little bit in these last two series. Now we start to get into these formations where you're looking at Tyler Schnitzler going to just find a place to run.
He's by himself with two wideouts. It's just a quarterback draw on second down and 20. Makes a man miss 30, 35, and tackled from behind. How many times have you seen that this year, that Tyler Schnitzler gets tackled from behind by Tyler Dahlgren, and he is right at the first down marker? It's going to be a 20-yard gain, and it looks like he's going to have enough to move the chains.
This is the kind of thing that Kennesaw is going to have to do with their running backs in a little bit of trouble here, Doug. Spread the field and run draw, quarterback power, things like that, quarterback trap. But you're exactly right. How many times this year have you seen Tyler Schnitzler multiple times and a half run down from behind?
But also that shows you something too here, Larry. You got to know that that's what the play is, and you still can't stop it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. No question. There's no doubt about it. There was any, you know, I said it right before the play. They knew it across the street as well, what was going to happen there.
Now you look over at that game at Shelton a couple of weeks ago. They would stack seven linemen and just have Tyler by himself. There wouldn't be any wideouts. Of course, you could utilize the tight end, but they didn't. And he just ran behind that line from time to time and had some big hits. But that time they stretch the chains and get the first down. So Kennesaw will have it first and 10 at their own 39-yard line, trailing for the first time of the game, 27-24, not even midway through the second quarter. Twins to the right side with Schnitzler out of the shotgun. Devin Burr flanks him to the right. And they'll fake the handoff. Tyler keeps it himself, runs into the line the right side, tries to spin out of there, but Bertrand holds on long enough to make it a small gain. When we say small gain, it's four.
It's a good thing Tyler Schnitzler is as tough of high school football players you're going to find, Doug, because he's getting beat around in there tonight.
Now this is where it's going to get tough, because you know what? Shelton is breezing tonight. Shelton is going to give either one of these teams all they want. And these teams are going to know that they were in a dogfight. So that's the weird thing. Both teams had one loss, and Kennesaw beat Shelton, but Shelton got the better seed. Here's the handoff to Austin Schnitzler, who's back in there, finds a little hole, 35-30. He brought down right there for another Kennesaw first down on a gain of seven, maybe eight.
Kennesaw's moving the ball again. Their offensive line is getting the bigger push. One of the things we're starting to see, though, is these DB outside linebackers for Bertrand is starting to punish the Kennesaw ball carriers a little bit, Doug.
It is first down and 10, 27-24. With as much scoring, we'll try and update that score as often as we can. First down and 10 at the 30-yard line of Bertrand. Tyler Schnitzler on a naked bootleg to the short side of the field. 25, lowers his shoulder, tackled out of bounds about the 22-yard line. And bringing him down is going to be Wardeth. It's going to be just short of the first down, a gain of nine. It'll be second down and one.
Yeah, again, great play call there. Pull the backside guard, running the play fake there, and the backside guard's cleaning the way for Tyler Schnitzler.
So Preston Schnitzler out of the ball game. Austin Schnitzler in there covering for him. Austin got dinged earlier on this drive, but back in there, second down and one at the 21-yard line. I formation, Tyler Schnitzler gives it to the fullback, Devin Burr. He's got a hole inside the 15 to the 14-yard line, a gain of seven and two mistakes.
Boy, Devin Burr, he's like Pepto Bismol, man. Every time you start feeling not very good, you take a shot of him and you're good, whether it's offense or defense, Doug. He's finding first downs, finding tackles, leading the way. There's a lot of this offense that goes through number 43.
Is that a Halloween reference? We had too much candy, big man?
That's exactly right.
Happy Halloween, everybody. It's the state football playoffs, and your score is 27-24 Bertrand, and Kennesaw is going to call their second timeout with 6:23 to go here in the first half of play. We'll take a break and be back after this.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Earlier today, the Loup City Red Raiders went out and beat previously unbeaten Hemmingford in Class D1 action. Hershey leads Blue Hill 21-14 in the fourth quarter. St. Francis taking care of Lawrence Nelson 64-8 in the fourth. Sterling leads Wausau 40-20 in the fourth. Pierce over Wilbur Claytonia 42-24 in the third. What a game up north. Third quarter, Donovan Trumbull 28 and Crofton 25. Medicine Valley leading Garden County. Giltner leading Anselm Alverna at the half. Shelt was up big at the half, 34-0 as well. Bruning Davenport Shankly led Creighton 20-8 at the half. Here it is, Bertrand 27 and Kennesaw 24 with 6:23 to go here in the second quarter. It is first down and 10. Schnitzler ball fake, hitting the backfield, spins out of that sack attempt. His knee might have been down, but he gets out of there to the 15, to the 10, and he is going to get inside the 5. First down and goal. Dustin Langenberg had him by the jersey but couldn't pull the strong one down. And it's going to be first down and goal. There is a lot of screeching in the crowd tonight.
Yeah, that was a dynamic run there. Dougie stuck his hand in the ground to keep himself up. That's where the weight room comes in. He'd squatted and hang clean and done all the things to make his hips strong enough to be able to stay up there. Tremendous play by Tyler Schnitzler.
First and goal at the three. Out of the I formation, they'll hand it to Austin Schnitzler over the right side. He's in for the touchdown for Kennesaw. Touchdowns, four different players in the end zone. And they'll regain the lead 30-27.
And again, Kennesaw goes down the field just chopping wood, man. Some outside, some inside. The fullback gets some. We're going to spread you out. We're going to go tight. I mean, they've just kind of got the recipe cooked up for all of it. As you've said, Doug, we have four different guys have scored now.
Not the case for Bertrand. A lot of Ryan Dahlgren.
So that's exactly right.
Being done two different ways here as Sonic gets ready to attempt the extra point. Three-point game at the moment. Schnitzler Tyler ready to hold the snap. There it is. It's down. The kick is away. Didn't get all of that one, but he got enough to get it over the crossbar. And the kick is good. 31-27, Kennesaw. 5:52 to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back.
New from T&L Irrigation Company and AgSense LLC, it's PrecisionLink, the all-new web-based pivot control system for T&L pivot systems. The PrecisionLink, combined with T&L's Precision Point Control 3, allows you to efficiently manage your pivot start-stop, direction, application rate, speed, and water pump control with your mobile device or computer. Talk to your local T&L dealer today about the all-new PrecisionLink. T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Up and down the field we go in our second round Class D state football playoff game. I'll tell you, Larry, I did not expect to see this, especially when we saw Kennesaw Shelton go 25-20 with two teams that play this kind of football. I didn't expect to see a shootout like this.
No, and Kennesaw plays defense. And when you look at Bertrand's scores, they play defense. But one of the interesting things here, Doug, is they both get about 430 yards a game offense, and both of them give up about 220. So it's evenly matched.
Tyler Schnitzler makes sure that he kicks another one into the end zone here. Tyler, these boys are going to be tired as well. It's only halftime. What are you doing? We're still a ways away from getting into the halftime locker room.
What you've got to do is, I mean, you're talking more to your defense right now. Guys, we need stops. In a game like this, one or two, Doug, is going to win the game.
Nobody's been up by more than a score. That's
no.
One thing we should say in this football game. Bertrand did get back-to-back scores. They were down 21-13. They went up 24-21. But right now, back-to-back touchdown score here, they went up 27-24, and now they have the ball again. Little collision in the backfield. Nick High has to take it back into his belly and come forward. They faked the long toss and wanted to go inside handoff there and ran right into his fullback.
Yeah, a little Tallahassee trap there is what they were trying to run with the fake pitch. Going to trap in behind the other way, and nothing doing. You can't make mistakes like that, Doug. And again, I mean, everything gets magnified here where stops are going to be a premium.
He even gets 3 yards off of it, so Nick High makes it second and seven. They spread it with four wide now, send a man in motion, and it's an inside handoff to Dahlgren. Gets to the 20, tries to stay in bounds as he turns the corner to the 23-yard line, and he'll get five on the play. It'll be third down and short.
Yeah, he just ran out of real estate out there as he was turning upfield, run himself out of bounds. It's going to be third and about two here, Doug.
Well, Ryan Dahlgren is going to have 200 yards in the first half. He's only carried the ball seven times, and he's got 192 yards in the football game. Third down and two, power eye formation, and now Coach Streeter wants to take a timeout. He saw what Kennesaw had lined up, and so he's going to call a timeout. That'll be his first here of the ball game. Still 5:14 to go in this football game's first half, 31-27 in favor of Kennesaw. And we will take a break. Be back after this on Classic Hits.
When America's farmers work together, they're part of something bigger. That's especially true when you work with your CHS Service Center, which shares its profits with producers like these.
Working with a strong, farmer-built company helps me make a profit and build equity.
A cooperative and a farming operation working together will spell success.
They're here to assist us so that we can have a profitable farm.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
The Nebraska State High School football playoffs here on Classic Hits 98.9. Brought to you in part by Dunham Sports. Just getting underway on ESPN 1460, Broken Bow at Kearney Catholic. Here it's 3rd and 2 for Bertrand at their own 23-yard line. Inside handoff, fullback has the first down. Tyler Dahlgren, Schnitzler's trying to strip him. Dahlgren won't go down. They stand him up at the 30. He gets to the 31-yard line. You need 2, he gets 8.
Unbelievable, Doug. I mean, he is a tough runner. We haven't seen him carry the ball that many times, but when he does, I mean, he brings it. Who would have thought, Doug? I was just actually sitting here thinking, waiting for that snap. Two teams that love to run the ball this much, and we'd have a long game.
Oh my goodness, yeah, they just can't stop him. I'll tell you what, good job there by Kennesaw. They had him stood up. He's moving forward ever so slight. I mean, I can't believe he held on to that as hard as Tyler Schnitzler was tugging on that ball. Great job by Tyler Dahlgren. So move the chains, 1st and 10, and off over the right side for Ryan Dahlgren. Man, he gets to the corner quick, and even if it's not all the way to the end zone touchdown, most human beings would lose yardage on that. He finds a way to pick up 4 to the 35.
No question. I mean, when he gets to the corner, he's got another gear to grab. And they have made an adjustment here, Doug, regardless of formation. You're seeing number 4 for Kennesaw State in the middle of the field. Now they're going to move him out, and he's going to go with, and they're still going to go with the cover 0 look, so I'm mistaken.
Split out wide to the left. That's Dahlgren in motion. And they'll go with an inside handoff, and there's Tyler Dahlgren. He got through the seam. 40, 30, 20, touchdown Bertrand, Tyler Dahlgren. They ran Ryan in motion, got Schnitzler out of the play, and cut back the trap to the other side.
This is the thing, Doug, I just started to talk about it. When you have Tyler Schnitzler in the middle of the field, you've got a chance because his speed isn't too shabby. They motion. Right now what Bertrand's doing is doing a great job X's and O-ing, putting themselves in the best position. They're taking Schnitzler out of the defensive plan there through their formation and motion.
So now we'll see what the Vikings want to do. It looks like they'll go for 2 here on the conversion. Split the backs here with high. They'll clear the backfield, run the option. They'll pitch it to Ryan. Ryan lowers his shoulder, but he does not get in. Good job by Tyler Schnitzler, who's a little slow to get up, but he will get up. The two-point conversion, no good. 4:28 to go in the first half. 33-31, Bertrand leads Kennesaw. We'll be right back.
The Bank of Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to professional. The Bank of Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. The Bank of Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain, is cutting the ribbon to great savings this Friday in Hastings. Dunham Sports has your favorite brand names at hard-to-beat prices, from golf to hunting and everything in between. You'll find it at Dunham's. Start saving on all your sporting good needs this Friday for the grand opening of Dunham Sports in the old Walmart building, North Highway 281 in Hastings. Dunham Sports, our big names bring you in, our low prices bring you back.
45-yard touchdown run by Tyler Dahlgren has given Bertrand a 33-31 lead after the two-point conversion was no good. And still, I mean, all kinds of time. I guess, Larry, we've been making fun of some of these high-scoring games, wondering how you could do it. Well, we're finally getting paid back because this is how you do it, I guess, as Bertrand will kick it away with 4.5 to go here in the first half. Little short punch kick. They don't want Tyler Schuster to cover it. Bertrand's going to get it. Bertrand fell on top of it. Kennesaw didn't get to it, and Younger dives on it at the 21-yard line. The intentional, unintentional onside kick and the first momentum boost and swing of this game.
Very, very smart play, Doug. Again, you kick it deep. You don't want Schnitzler to touch it. So now you're going to start the game and running it all over the park. And right there, you stick it in a big hole where nobody is, and you hustle down. That is a big, big play, Doug. You got to find a way to separate these two teams, other than by extra points.
So 1st and 10, Bertrand right back at it. Kennesaw looks a little gassed and a little banged up. Nick High wants to throw. He's going against the grain. Pump fake, got the man in the air, turns the corner, 15, and down close to the first down marker. In fact, they run over the first down marker.
Doug, that was a great decision by High. If he throws that ball, Tyler Schnitzler's going to pick it and take it the other way. That was a one-man route. Schnitzler had it covered.
We give a gain of about 7. It'll be at the 15-yard line, just inside the 15, second down and long 3. Bertrand, after getting the first break of the ball game, on second down and long 3. Pitch play, and it gets loose in the backfield. Dahlgren picks it up, though, but he's going to lose major yards. Back to the 20-yard line, maybe to the 21, a loss of about 6. So, hadn't seen any mistakes, obvious mistakes. I mean, if you let somebody go 65, somebody probably made a mistake, but now you see 2 mistakes in 3 plays.
And many times in games like this, Doug, we talked about it. 1 or 2 stops, and you're going to see the floodgates start to open. The same will be true for mistakes. When you have this, I mean, you've got the needle red line here, the way these two teams are playing, very high-level offense. 1 or 2 mistakes will start to turn into 4 and 5 mistakes.
So it's 3rd down and 9, and Nick High will spread them out with 4 wides. They'll send Tyler Dahlgren in motion and penalty flag.
That's going to be motion.
Again, that's one of those things when you don't run this play hardly at all during the season. You can run it all you want, practice. But when you run it in a game for a rarity, you're going to have some troubles doing it. And back them up 5, it'll be 3rd and 14.
Yeah, Bertrand's just a little fired up there. They've made 2 giant mistakes here, and now you're 3rd and very uncomfortable.
The 25-yard line, and field goal kicking doesn't look to be their strong point here, so they need to find a way to get part of it here and part of it on 4th down, you would think. 3:20 to go in the first half, and Bertrand trying to go up 2 scores here. They send Dahlgren in motion, a little swing pass to him out in the flat, incomplete. They're trying to get him to fight on Ryan Dahlgren and threw it to Robert Edgar, and incomplete, 4th down.
If they'd have thrown the wheel route out of the backfield, Doug, he was open.
And I find that amazing right now. How do you not have someone on Tyler Schnitzler? How do you not have someone on Ryan Dahlgren?
Both teams are doing a great job in scheme. They're attacking the defense through responsibility. They're sending more people into the defensive backfield than Kennesaw can account for in that situation.
Coming up the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Right now, 4th and long, and they have to go for it here. Dahlgren in motion. Nick High back in the pocket, little pressure, throwing the wheel route to the end zone. It's underthrown, and Tyler Schnitzler is going to knock it down or pick it off in the end zone. He's just going to pick it. He's in the end zone, and it'll be 1st and 10 at the 15. They did lose a little yardage there. He just bats it down. They would have got it out around the 22, but nonetheless, the first defensive stop of the game.
And here's the key there, Doug. The wheel route on the play previous, wide open. Plays like that you don't ever want to come right back to, because what happens is you're screaming out there to your defender what he just fouled up on, and he won't foul up on that again, at least initially.
So they get away with not covering the kick, and they drive to the 21-yard line, comes up with no points for Bertrand. So 1st down and 10 for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Schnitzler wants to throw deep. He's looking for his tight end down the field, and Wyatt Woodman, and overthrew him in midfield, covered by Nick High. It wouldn't matter. That was a good coverage that time.
So now basically what we get with Kennesaw getting the ball on the 15-yard line here, Doug, it was as if that kickoff after Bertrand's score was a touchback.
Yeah, and we put a little excitement in there. We mixed it up a little bit.
That's right.
It is Bertrand 33, Kennesaw 31, 3:07 to go before halftime. These kids don't look like they're blowing up. 2nd down and 10 here for the Blue Devils. Hand it off to Austin Schnitzler off the left side, has some room, steps out of a tackle, has the first down. He's going to find his way across the 25 to about the 20. Because Preston got knocked out earlier this quarter and does not have the pads on.
Yeah, Preston and Tyler Schnitzler are tough, but they've got a little more shake to them. Austin Schnitzler will just run you over. He's got a little more lead in him, I think.
Austin now with 6 carries for 42 yards. Preston had 5 carries for 19 yards and a touchdown before he went out. It's 1st down and 10. They'll hand it to Austin off the right side, hit the backfield, and he'll be brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Busted through there is Dustin Langenberger to drop it for no gain on the play.
Yeah, they ran a ISO there, Doug, and Bertrand's defensive line bucked up that time. We haven't seen that front three step in there and bow their necks very often. Kennesaw's defensive line is taking care of things, but there we saw the Bertrand defensive line stiffen up.
Tyler Schnitzler takes a little extra time coming out of the huddle. They better hustle up. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. They're not going to get this playoff, and they're going to have to call timeout. They do. So, no penalty. They did throw the flag, but the timeout was called by Kennesaw. That'll be their final timeout. 2:04 to go before the half. It's Bertrand 33, Kennesaw 31 here on Classic Hits.
Mayhem is everywhere.
On the football your buddy fired through your windshield. The cooler that tumbled out of a pickup and onto the hood of your car. If you're a football fan, eventually we're going to meet. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings today. Coverage subject to terms, qualifications, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Valentino's score line. We deliver the scores. They deliver the pizza. Let's take a look at what we have. Shelton, still at half. I think we've moved on past that. Shelton in the third quarter was up 34-0 over Spalding. Spalding Academy bringing down Fort Shelton, taking it to Creighton 42-14 in the fourth. At the half, Sutton 16, St. Cecilia 14. Lindsay Only Family leading four to the half, 24-22 in a game that's a little closer than we expected. More coming up at the half. Right now, we see a second down and 9 for Kennesaw. And Schnitzler back to pass. Has time, wants to go underneath. It's complete to Stoker at the 35, and he'll be brought down at the 38-yard line. That's going to be enough for a Kennesaw first down.
Kennesaw looks so comfortable running their passing stuff, Doug. It looks very, very fluid for them. Where Bertrand looks like they can run it very effectively, but it looks like it's more of a struggle for them. Kennesaw is very fluid in the passing game.
So out of that timeout, a little 12-yard completion to Stoker, and it'll be first and 10 at their own 38-yard line. Back to the I formation, and time now becomes a factor because they're out of timeouts, minute 50 and counting. Tyler Schnitzler, a design quarterback keeper over the right side, tries to work his way through the hole. Look at him drag Vikings with him for another first down into Bertrand territory and down to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, Doug, and it's just, I mean, you've seen that out of Tyler Schnitzler all year. You start watching, you think, oh, they've got him for a yard or two gain, and he just keeps churning and digging. He has got a heart that's tough to coach in a kid. Either you have that or you don't, and he is a very, very tough, tough kid.
Now it starts to cool down after this beautiful afternoon. That second half will be a little different that way. As the field here, Schnitzler out of the shotgun, wants to throw again, has time, over the middle, and he finds Stoker, short catch. But it's enough for about 8 yards.
Yeah, and there's a flag down, Doug. I'm not sure what it's going to be. It's going to be holding Kennesaw. But you see how fluid Kennesaw's passing game is there? Schnitzler drops back. He's very, very calm. The routes are crisp. They're running clear out schemes. And very, very fluid.
That is the fourth penalty all in this quarter against Kennesaw for 35 yards. So that holding will move it all the way back into Kennesaw territory at the 37-yard line.
And this is big, Doug, as you just said, the clock now become an issue. Bertrand gets the ball to start the second half. So this is a very big drive.
It'll be first and 24 since the hold occurred in the backfield. They need to make it all the way down to the 20-yard line of Bertrand, which is very doable the way we've seen this. Kennesaw late again getting the play in, and now they don't have any timeouts. So they hustle up to the line of scrimmage here with the five-second count on. Schnitzler sees it, takes the snap. It's a design quarterback keeper over the right side, tries to cut it back over the center, gets to the 39-yard line. Can't be hustling.
No.
Get those plays in. This is game 10. You got to have this a little more fluid right now.
And what makes that tough as an offensive line is when you get to the line of scrimmage, you just have to run out of the huddle, get down, get your hand in the dirt, snap the balls. You don't get them to get any type of read of what blocking, who's going to block who, and how that scheme's going
to
be.
Second and 21, a minute to go in the half. Schnitzler back to pass. All day to throw. He's going to throw it deep to Austin Schnitzler, who's open, but he overthrew him at the 17-yard line.
Austin's got to keep running there. He'll learn that. He's just a sophomore. You've got to keep running in the route. He broke into the clear, got open, and turn around turned around and stopped and looked instead of turning around and running.
Yeah, I'm open, throw me the ball.
Yes.
But by that time, the ball is already in the air.
That's right.
And that'll bring up third down and 21 at their own 39-yard line. The scoring has actually stopped for the last 4 minutes. It's 33-31 for Trent here in the D2 second round. Third and 21, Twins to the left side, Schnitzler to the backfield again. Burr back there to block. Tyler has time. They give it to him. Ball fake over the middle and throws it behind. The ball was tipped and it went behind Colton Blankenship. So Bertrand has allowed to let him dance back there.
Doug, and you can see Coach Schnitzler is extremely upset. They ran the same wheel route again, and Austin Schnitzler was open. This time Tyler doesn't throw it to him. He throws it to the slant. When you run those wheels, you want one slant, so you clear out one side of that thing. It's just a plain clear-out scheme. Now Kennesaw is going to have to punt the ball as the clock has stopped.
First punt of the game with 47 seconds to go in the second quarter. Tyler Schnitzler does that too. See if he can get it into the end zone. It's a high, high kick, and it'll be fielded at the 8-yard line by Young. Here to the left side. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, and Tyler Schnitzler's the only one left to bring him down. Bertrand has a chance to do something here. That was a beautiful punt down to about the 8-yard line, 32, 33, 34 yards. But the return
oh, yep, there it is, Doug. The Kennesaw sideline was extremely upset. They wanted a block in the back. Both coaches stayed in his ear, and the flag just went about as high as the light pole. This is big. You're talking 15 yards from here now. It's going to put them into Kennesaw territory, and Bertrand's going to get the ball to start the second half, Doug. You can get 2-for-1 possessions here if you're Bertrand. This is a big deal.
Yeah, there's things you're going to look back on here and go, you should have punted that ball out of bounds. Don't give Bertrand any chance. And that way you don't have to worry about what just happened. The return, a 15-yard penalty. So the punt was nice down to about the 7. But when that's done and Bertrand snapped, they're at the Kennesaw 30. And they have 2 timeouts with 31 seconds to go, up by 2. Penalty flag.
I think Bertrand went.
Bertrand was getting ready to do something different, maybe even a double pass. They threw it down the line of scrimmage to Ryan Dahlgren. Tried something different. Illegal motion.
Yeah, you got an illegal shift there.
So that'll be their third penalty for 15 yards. Bring up first and 15. But the way this game's going, that really doesn't matter.
No. Not really. I mean, you actually clocks the issue here.
They should put 3 more seconds back on the clock because they ran time off the clock.
Exactly right.
And nobody's putting attention to that. So at this point, 3 seconds is big. First and 15 at the Kennesaw 35. Nick High back to pass, trying to set up a screen underneath. It's Tyler Dahlgren on the slant, complete. 20-15, 10-5 touchdown. Everything Bertrand does is golden on this Halloween night.
Right there, Doug, they threw the slant. That was the same wheel scheme. That was the exact same wheel scheme that Kennesaw was running, going the other way. And this time, Bertrand runs that exact same wheel scheme, but they threw the slant, caught it in stride, nobody home. That's a big, big score. And again, as I said, Bertrand gets the ball to the in the second half. You get 2-for-1 possessions here on that defensive stop.
Tyler Dahlgren with the 35-yard touchdown reception to make it 39-31. And Bertrand, this would be a time that you would want to kick the extra point. But it looks like they're going to line up to go for 2. They feel better about that. They've actually got Ryan Dahlgren taking the direct snap here. He's going to hand it off up the middle, and the two-point conversion is no good. And so with 19 seconds to go before the half, it's still a one-possession game. Bertrand 39, Kennesaw 31. We're back after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
Still 19 seconds left. Probably a couple more touchdowns, wouldn't you think, Larry?
Well, truthfully, 19 seconds hasn't stopped a whole lot so far in this game.
Squib kick picked up by Kennesaw, the fullback Burr from the 25 back to the 30-yard line. 15 seconds, and I think Kennesaw is they're not going to lay down on it. They're going to try a couple plays if they are out of timeouts.
Yeah, I would think so. Composure is going to be the key here for Kennesaw. The Kennesaw kids, no question, this Kennesaw coaching staff, they've been in this position before. Coach Schnitzler knows what the heck he's doing. He'll be just fine here. Composure will be the key. That was a big emotional swing there, Doug.
Tyler Schnitzler starts to walk back to the huddle. Now Trout's out there. Austin Schnitzler's going to come out. They bring both Wyatt Woodman and Colton Blankenship in. So they've got a pair of receivers there. You've also got your tight end Stoker on the right side. Tyler Schnitzler now trying to get everybody set down here. Takes the snap. Back to pass. Has some pressure. Rolls out. Looking. Decides he's going to run. Get what he can. 35. And he stays in bounds. He's trying to make a big play. 40. 35. To the right side. Looks for a block. 30. All kinds of penalty flags. 25. 20. And the clock runs down to 5 seconds. Breaks more tackles. How did he get out of that? He does a great job to get to the 10-yard line. And all that did was run the clock out.
Well,
that'll be it.
Well, Doug, there's 3 flags on the field there as well. This was going to come back.
It's going to be a block and a back on Kennesaw trying to keep Schnitzler alive there and let him play ground one. And that means if they accept it, we have another play. Bertrand should decline it, and we go to the half. That's
exactly right.
Yeah.
There. Now Streeter's saying, okay, no.
Don't give Tyler Schnitzler another snap. You want to decline this and go to halftime because no time left on
That's
the
right.
clock.
Tyler Schnitzler would make you pay for that mistake.
And the officials did not mark the ball down at about the 10-yard line, so we have to give him credit for all the yardage he just got there. That's going to be about a 40-yard run, but also the first half of the score, Bertrand 39, Kennesaw 31. Not only does Bertrand belong here, they're winning the game.
No question, they're going to get second half, and there's no reason, Doug, to think that there aren't points waiting for Bertrand in this second half.
Tyler Schnitzler, that was about a 45-yard run. That's going to get him close to Ryan Dahlgren's numbers. These guys are close to 200 yards themselves rushing the ball here in the first half of play, 39-31, and we've got a whole lot coming up on the Ravenna Sanitation half. Take 15 minutes just to explain what happened and all the scoring in the first half.
Not only is the momentum with Bertrand right now, by watching the coaching staff of Kennesaw go off and the kids of Kennesaw go off, Tyler Schnitzler's worked in this first half. He's had to do everything on both sides of the ball. That's going to hurt him coming back in the second half, Doug. That's just a lot to ask of a young man. I don't care how good he is.
Coming up, Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, the first half stats, scores from around the state, and a whole lot more. Stay with us. Your score is Bertrand 39 and Kennesaw 31.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Look. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Kennesaw. I want to thank all the fine folks here, as always, for their hospitality as we finally reach the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in the local yellow pages. At the half, it is 5th-ranked Kennesaw trailing 7th-ranked Bertrand, the Vikings 39, and the Blue Devils 31. Doug Doodle, Larry Baker, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. Don't forget, there's also volleyball coming up tomorrow night. We will have Axtell and Cedar Valley live from Tura at 7 o'clock. And then we'll be in St. Paul on Friday for Kearney Catholic and Ward in the C1 District Final. State tournament coming up next week. And the next round of the C&D High School Football Playoffs is set for Tuesday. The state quarterfinals will be on Tuesday. Don't forget, at the end of our broadcast tonight, at the end of our football coverage, it is the Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show with Skip Berry, Stacy Johns, Merritt Lawson, and the crew back at the Classic Hits Studio, giving you all the updates and recaps from around the state of Nebraska. As always, we want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school football, high school sports throughout the season. It has been quite the ball game here tonight, and let's try and run down some of the scores here for you as these teams have went up and down the field, and run down what we've got for you here. Let's take a look at Grand Island Central Catholic and Adams Central, scoreless in the second quarter. Howells Dodge, 14, Guardian Angels, 6 in the first. Kearney Catholic, 14, Broken Bow, nothing in the first quarter on ESPN 1460. Aquinas leading Weeping Water, 21-0. And Falls City leading Ashland Greenwood, 13-7, first quarter. Those are games that kick off at 7 o'clock. Hardington Cedar Catholic leading Ponca 21-14 in the second quarter. Lutheran High Northeast over Oakland Craig 28-7. That is at the half. And many of the games in the area are at the half as well. We'll take a break, look at more scores right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to high school football and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We talked about all of the volleyball and football action that's going on. Let's tell you about more volleyball tonight. Kearney High knocked out of the A district in Lincoln. Grand Island was playing Bellevue West in Omaha. Tomorrow, Class B and D district finals. Grand Island Northwest will take on Aurora in the B5 final, which is being played at Kearney High. Then in Class D, Silver Lake and Cross County will play at Grand Island Central Catholic. That game starts at 6. The rest of the games over the next two nights in our area all start at 7. Ansley Litchfield and O'Neill St. Mary's will play at Burwell. Alma will play Southwest at Southern Valley. It will be Giltner taking on Meade in Milford. And here on Classic Hits, as we told you, Axtell will play Cedar Valley. That's at Centura. The 7 o'clock games on Friday here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic Ward from St. Paul. Elsewhere, Grand Island Central Catholic will play Fillmore Central in Aurora. And Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Wood River at Grand Island Senior High. And, of course, all the state volleyball this year will be played in Grand Island. And we will have that for you with all the area teams on our networks of stations. Classic Hits, ESPN Radio, and The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Already today, Loup City was a winner over Hemingford, and we've got some exciting football going on out there. 34-8, Shelton was up 34-0 over Spalding Academy in the fourth. They lead it 34-8, 2 minutes left in the game. Larry Baker, the one that we thought would be a good one, and I will probably hope that I've got one up on the Hastings Strip contest after this one. Donovan Trumbull, 49, Crofton, 33, with just 2 minutes left, and hopefully Coach Breckner and the crew can hang on. Look out for the Cardinals.
I'm telling you, I've said it, you know, all year to people that I've talked to. I know Coach Breckner real well and have for a really long time. We've coached against each other and so on. His offense is good enough to go to Lincoln. I really believe that is. And if he can tighten up that defense and keep that thing going, he's a tough matchup. He makes you defend every blade of grass on the field, and they do it at high speed. Hopefully they can hang on. What a great road trip home that would be.
Well, the winners are out there. The brackets are there. If Donovan Trumbull can hang on and win their football game in Class C2, they would get North Platte St. Pat's, who took care of West Holt earlier today. And for Donovan Trumbull, they would get to host that game on Tuesday. And North Platte St. Pat's is a great football team. They lost to Kearney Catholic in the state semifinals last year by one, and they are another team that likes to run that football.
And North Platte St. Pat's is, and actually they're a lot like the team, they're a lot like Crofton. They're going to run the double wing, but they're just a lot like what Coach Breckner's facing this week. Sometimes that's good, you know, to be able to face those types of teams a couple weeks in a row. They're not great really anywhere, Doug. North Platte St. Pat's isn't, but they're not bad or below average anywhere, and that makes a big difference.
We're going to take a break. We've got
The Kennesaw Market is an Affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out, catering too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look now at the first half numbers of our ball game. Starting with the Kennesaw Blue Devils, Preston Schnitzler out of the first half of this ball game, and we'll be interested to see if there's any chance to bring him back in the second half, Larry, because he stayed on the sidelines and he wasn't really catching any attention, but it looked like maybe it's a shoulder. Well, what do you see?
Yeah, it's a shoulder that came and put ice under his compression shirt. I don't think there's any chance he comes back in the second half. His pads and helmet are still on the sideline here, and he actually was one of the last ones into the locker room, so I don't expect to see him.
So, well, before he went out, 5 carries, 19 yards, and a touchdown in the ball game. Devin Burr, 4 carries, 21 yards, and a touchdown. Austin Schnitzler, who came in Preston's place, 7 carries and 42 yards. Need a ball game here. We better add that touchdown that he had. 8 carries, 45 yards, and a touchdown in the football game. Tyler Schnitzler, 15 carries, 162 yards, and a touchdown. 32 rushing attempts, 247 yards on the ground for Kennesaw. In the air for Tyler Schnitzler, started well, hit his first two in the first quarter, but then just 1 of 4 in the second quarter. So he is 3 of 6, no interceptions, no touchdowns for 43 yards. And 290 yards of total offense, 247 on the ground, 43 through the air, 15 first downs. They're behind.
Yeah, it's absolutely unbelievable.
The one turnover that they have was not covering a kickoff. Bertrand squibbed it, and the intentional onside kick, it wasn't supposed to be recovered, but it was recovered. Well, they didn't score any points off it. The only time that they didn't score points on a drive tonight. One punt, 34-yarder, but it was returned big. Kennesaw thought there should have been a block in the back. They didn't get it. They got a 15-yard unsportsmanlike, and that moved it all the way down to the 35-yard line for a one-play touchdown pass right before the half for Bertrand. So, 5 penalties for 50 yards, the 15 first downs, 1 punt, 1 turnover, 290 yards of total offense here in the first half for Kennesaw. A three-yard run by Tyler Schnitzler, a two-yard run by Preston Schnitzler, a five-yard run by Devin Burr, a 22-yard field goal by Richard Sonic, which put him up 24-19 early in the second quarter. Then Austin Schnitzler, a three-yard touchdown run, and that was the final point for Kennesaw here before the half, the last couple of touchdowns coming from Bertrand. We'll look at Bertrand's numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney delivers.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back with you here at Kennesaw. Taking a look at the first half numbers now for Bertrand. Ryan Dahlgren, 8 carries, 196 yards, 3 touchdowns. Tyler Dahlgren, 5 carries, 14 yards, 1 touchdown. Nick High, 4 carries, 13 yards. Then they had a fumbled pitch for negative 6. 18 rushes for 223 yards here in the first half. And as you can tell, way more plays for Kennesaw, way more time of possession. Again, they still trail.
Yeah, that's the key. Like we said, I mean, they're grinding drives out, and Bertrand's just hitting triples and home runs one after another. The tough part about that is, Doug, is this is taking a toll on Tyler Schnitzler. There, as they come out, he's the last one out. He's been the last one back to the huddle several times. This type of grind, it takes a toll on a player like that.
Through the air, Nick High hit his first three, then his next four passes. He was 0 of 4 with a pick before hitting a 35-yard slant to Tyler Dahlgren for the touchdown right before the half. So he's 4 of 8 with an interception and a touchdown for 89 yards through the air, 223 yards on the ground, 312 yards of offense in the first half for Bertrand. It's 11 first downs. They didn't punt. They had one turnover, but that was an interception in the end zone on fourth down. So really, you can call both these turnovers, but they didn't mean anything. Three penalties for 15 yards.
And the thing is, Doug, a lot of people hear that score, maybe listen, and think it's just atrocious defense. Truly, it's not. I mean, it's not been terrible defense. I think for Kennesaw, it's boiled down to the stubbornness or inability or unwillingness is probably the best word, to get out of that cover zero. That's what's hurting them. What you have going on right now is Shelton is just formationing them. With Kennesaw's commitment to that cover zero, they're formationing them into 6 inches is 6 points. That one adjustment would button this thing down quite a bit for them.
So for Bertrand, they have been big plays. A 46-yard run from Ryan Dahlgren on the first drive. Everything's basically been a 65-yard drive, a 65-yard run, because it was a one-play drive that cut it to one when they missed the extra point. Then Tyler Dahlgren took it in from 1 yard out, completing the third 65-yard drive of the first half. You can tell why they have 300-plus yards. Then Ryan Dahlgren, a 53-yard run, his third one of the first half, and a 45-yard touchdown run by Tyler Dahlgren, and a 35-yard pass to Tyler Dahlgren in this football game. You know what? I missed another one in here. You've got to put more on there. That 45-yard touchdown run, sometimes I get excited and forget to actually write it down. Tyler Dahlgren has 59 yards. Add another 45 yards of rushing here. That's 268 yards on 19 carries, 357 yards of total offense.
Yeah, they average 430 a game. You know, I mean, when you look at that, both of these teams are after that. It's the defense that's taking a beat. Kennesaw's averaging about 423. Bertrand is averaging about 430 a game, Doug. But what's really happened here is you've got Kennesaw's defense who's only averaging, giving up about 214 yards a game. And, of course, that was gone in about the first quarter. And we've really seen the same thing. 213 yards a game is what Bertrand gives up.
You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. And we'll be back with the second half in a moment.
Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand specializes in crop protection for your farm. See Roxanne today and ask her how she can get you the best coverage for all your crops so you can focus on the more important things in your life while we take care of protecting your livelihood. Great Plains Crop Services of Bertrand is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck tonight from Roxanne at Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Thanks for being with us tonight for State High School Football Playoff action on Classic Kid 98.9. Some of the finals from earlier today. As we get back up to those here for you. In C1, Boone Central beat Chase County 48-20. Gothenburg over Shadron 12-0. In C2, St. Pat's beat West Holt 32-6. Hershey knocks off Blue Hill 34-20. In D1, Loup City over Hemingford 55-20, High Plains over Hardington 50-14. In D2, St. Francis beat Lawrence Nelson 64-8. Kiltner over Anselmo Myrna 42-6. Sterling beat Wausau 48-28. And now Kennesaw gets ready to kick the ball away to begin the third quarter of play. And that hasn't been a problem. It's got into the end zone every single time. And it does again. Some other scores in progress. In C1, Norfolk Catholic has beaten Boys Town 53-18. Pierce leads Wilbur Claytonia 52-31 in the fourth. Elsewhere here, we have got Adams Central, a 6-0 lead over Central Catholic in the second. Kearney Catholic 21-0 over Broken Bow, and that's still in the first quarter. Sutton leading St. Cecilia 22-14 in the third quarter. First and 10, Bertrand, they lead it 39-31. First snap of this second half is to Ryan Dahlgren, who once again about stripped three guys off of him to get into the clear. And he is going to be finished off there by Tyler Schnitzler, but they did hang on and bring him down after a four-yard gain, but they're sliding off of him.
Very, very tough runner, Doug.
That is 200 yards unofficially already for Ryan Dahlgren in this football game. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, it looks like Kennesaw's made. Nope, they're still in their three-man front. I thought they'd gone to a four-man front, Doug.
It'll send Dahlgren in motion. That's Tyler. Pitch it to Ryan, who follows the block into the secondary, and he is going to take it off again. Tyler Schnitzler trying to get the angle. 20, 15, 10, 5. He got the angle, but not enough. He brings him down in the end zone for a touchdown, and that's the longest one of the night, 61 yards.
Yeah, he just cut that back and hit the gas, and I think Tyler Schnitzler got hurt diving to make that tackle. He's hurt down there, Doug.
He is down at the pylon and already out of the ball game. Preston Schnitzler. Austin's been hurt. It's not a good night for Kennesaw and the Schnitzler boys. The Dahlgrens are getting the better right now, making 45-31.
And he just cut that back. They'd overplayed it. Kennesaw overplayed it. He cut that back. And it was a race between the two. And Tyler was going to get him caught, but he dove and just swiped at his heel. And I'm not sure what's hurt, Doug, whether it's his hand or shoulder, where he did land fairly awkwardly, but it's something in his upper body.
So things not going the way of Kennesaw and Bertrand. I guess it just doesn't matter who they play. They're going to score a point.
Yeah, I mean, when you've got an absolute home run hitter like that on your team, and you can score from anywhere. And I keep using that term because that's exactly what
yes,
it is.
Yes, you
he touches that ball, and it's points.
It's great cutbacks. It's just great cutbacks. You have to get everybody on one side to try and tackle him, and if you don't, there's nobody when he makes the good cutback. There you see Tyler doing that, but so far tonight,
It's been more Ryan Dahlgren. Well, he's got the one thing you can't coach, Doug, and it's speed. I mean, just blistering speed. Tyler comes off the field, but it's something with his hand or his wrist as he comes over to the sideline, and Christian Brumbaugh will have to come in and take his place here on the PAT. They are going to line up to kick it. They kicked it twice tonight, 1-2 in extra points. As Fitzgerald is the extra point kicker, PAT kicker. But it only took 49 seconds for Bertrand to add to their score. And now they are up by 2 scores for the first time tonight. There is the snap, a little low. The kick is away, though. It is drilled through there, and it is good. So making the extra point, Mike Fitzgerald, 11-11. We go to the third quarter. Bertrand, 46. Kennesaw, 31.
Mobile BankAll is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile BankAll from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile BankAll allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile BankAll is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Earlier in the season, in fact, 2 of the first 4 games, Trent was held to 42 and 45 points by Ashland Elwood. They've got 46 points here against a top-5 team, and we barely started the second half. Here's a returnable kick that's going to be taken at the 5-yard line up to the 10. That's going to be Austin Stitzler, 15-20, room right side, 25, but he'll be tripped as he comes across the 30-yard line. So with Tyler Stitzler on the sideline, and he looks to be in some severe pain over there, and unfortunately, it does not look like the big training staff here for this football game.
Well, actually, Doug, he'd just gotten sick a second ago. So, I mean, it may have been when he dove, he fell and knocked the wind out of himself or something in his groin or belly, because he just was bent over and got sick right there.
Glad you saw it. Father and Coach Craig Schnitzer told us that Tyler, there's been a little case of a little flu or something going through the school. It's weird. It's not even all day. One day they may be queasy, one day they're back. And Tyler's back at quarterback. He's going to turn and hand it up to Austin over the right side. He'll back his way to the 34-yard line for a short gain. Second down, and you have to wonder right now if Kennesaw maybe tries to stay with that, a gain of 4, just try and get 3 and 4 time. But Tyler just, there he is. He's sick again.
Yeah, he just got sick again trying to get the play in. Doug, if I'm Kennesaw, exactly what you just said, that's exactly what I do. I think Kennesaw can get 3 and 4 all night here. Trouble is you're now down by 2 scores. Your defense is going to have to do it. It hasn't been able to do all night. And that's get a stop. This offensive line is good enough. They can get 3 or 4 all night.
Second down and 6. A little inside hand off to Devin. Burr steps out of a tackle. Has a first down. Lowers his shoulder. Runs over high. Gets into Bertrand territory to the 34-yard line. That's 1-2 right there from Devin Burr. Give him 11.
So I say, you know, there's 11. This offensive line's good enough. Your big hitter here isn't feeling the best. Let him hand the ball off. There's another schnitzler in the backfield. And then there's a bowling ball at fullback that'll do anything to get yards.
So keep it simple right now if you are the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Trailing by a score of 46-31, but all night to go here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, FlatRiverPreps.com. As they break the huddle a little late, out of the shotgun is Tyler Schnitzler on 1st and 10 at the Viking 35. He's going to keep it off the right side, but there are 3 jerseys, and Tyler still finds a way to get a couple 3 yards. Brian Dahlgren holds on to bring him down.
As I've said all year, 3.5 yards on a play, the only thing that can take you off the field is your band playing. That's what Kennesaw needs to do here, Doug. Like you just said, they're still all night. Get this score here and just try to get some flow back to this game.
Don't panic, especially with going the wrong way. Your antenna man has done a great job doing what they want. Take a little something away from them, but Bertrand
They've also got to find a way to get a stop here. Inside handoff, Devin Burr, not much that time. He'll lean forward to the 30-yard line, and we've got a penalty flag away from the play, and this is going to be a 15-yarder on Bertrand as Dalton Bender was John out there with one of the Vikings.
Yeah, they were blocking each other out there, and it just went too far. It looks like maybe the Kennesaw offensive player baited him into it a little bit. He's high-five buddies. That's the thing. It's all about competition. Kennesaw's been in these positions, Doug, and Bertrand hasn't. And I mean, this group of kids last year and so on here.
Well, and don't forget, Bertrand, 2 years ago, went 1-1 in the playoffs. Last year, went 2-1 in the playoffs. Now they're trying to get to 2-0. And, boy, what a matchup that would be with Shelton. They're trying to say that Bertrand isn't the best team in the West. They just haven't got a chance to prove.
Hey, those two running backs will burn all the grass off the field.
The ball is moved to the 15 with the 15-yard penalty. Schnitzler going to go with an option. Pass to Stoker. Touchdown, Kennesaw. Mason Stoker got off the line of scrimmage in a hurry, and Tyler Schnitzler put it right between the 6 and the 4. A 15-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, Kennesaw just got to keep chopping the wood. Bertrand has to understand the game's not won because they got up by a couple scores there.
So 9:06 to go here in the third quarter of play. And the first touchdown pass of the night for Kennesaw. Sana now to kick the extra point, and he's got all kinds of leg. It's up, and it is good. 9:06 to go, third quarter. It's now Bertrand 46 and Kennesaw 38. You're listening to the state football playoffs brought to you by Hastings and Lincoln Ford.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owners insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
First time Tyler Schnitzler does not put it in the end zone, he put it out of bounds. And I think, again, you're just seeing this kid's going to need some IVs at the end of the game.
I'm telling you, he's done it all for him. Tonight, he's done it all well. It's just, there gets to be a time when how much do you have left?
So it looks like they're not going to make him kick it again. They'll just go ahead and take it because he's going to kick it into the end zone, probably.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Schnitzler didn't come out for defense, Doug. He's going to take this series off.
So they'll take the ball at the 25-yard line and after it again here. Bertrand on top by 8, 46-38. Elston Dahlgren out of the backfield. Nick Hines at the quarterback. Fullback Tyler Dahlgren breaks a tackle in the backfield but just gets a couple as he got down at the 27-yard line. Duffy's out of the pile along with the.
And again, Kennesaw's going to stay in that cover zero look. And everybody's within about 2 yards of the line of scrimmage. And I mean every defensive player. They start with a safe back about fall, but then they always walk him down, Doug, or send him out with a motion, man. You could be seeing another big play coming.
And Colton Blankenship is now your safety in place to Schnitzler. High back to pass, throws it out. Here the ball is a little underthrown. The catch is Brumbaugh was on the coverage there, trying to get it out into the flat there. And it is incomplete.
At both receivers, put the ball on there, Doug.
So incomplete pass will bring up third down and 8. Third down and 8 yards to go here for Bertrand. This would be a big stop if Kennesaw can make him punt it for the first time. Pitch play, halfback pass. Ryan Dahlgren in pressure. He is hit. The ball is loose. They're going to call that a fumble. Mason Stoker knocked it away, but Bertrand covers it. They will have to punt it, though. Stoker, halfback pass. Didn't work.
as I cried for the first time, they come up with stops.
Yeah, Doug, we've seen the momentum completely and totally shift here all the way around now.
And trying to get a quick pump. We've got a timeout, Kennesaw. And I'm not sure why I see, maybe too many men on the field. Now I see why. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, they had 9 guys on the field. So Kennesaw calls the timeout. It was 7:57 to go here in the third quarter of play. It is Bertrand 46, Kennesaw 38. We'll take a break and be right back. You're listening to State Football Playoffs brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
First punt of the ball game for Bertrand is going to go out of bounds at the Kennesaw 19-yard line. Nice punt, Larry.
Yeah, that was. It was a nice punt. And a thing like that where you haven't done it all night, Doug, you want to make sure you get the snap and the punt off. Good thing was for Bertrand there, Kennesaw absolutely came out of their stances and just stood. They didn't rush the punter there at all.
About a 38-yard punt. It's going to bring up first down and 10 for Kennesaw. So after they fell behind by 2 scores, they score and make their first stop of the night. And now ready to second stop of the night. They had a pick in the end zone. Now they got a chance to get back into this ball game. Maybe tie with a touchdown, a 2-point conversion. Quarterback Sean Tyler Schnitzler, nowhere to go. Tyler Tallgren read the play well. His linebacker positioned and upended him after no gain. It'll be 2nd and 10.
Yeah, and Tyler Dahlgren's just playing Schnitzler that they're watching that pretty close. His feet are moving right with Schnitzler, and he's not getting anywhere. Schnitzler's not going anywhere. Number 20, any shot.
Some more scores. Kearney Catholic up 27-0 over Broken Bow on ESPN Radio. Schnitzler to Austin. Tyler to Austin over the left side. He gets the 25-yard line, and he'll be wrapped up there by Anthony Warda. It'll be 3rd down. And about 4 yards to go, a gain of 6.
Yeah, 3rd and very manageable, especially the way this offensive line is played tonight, Doug. 3rd and very, very manageable. Bertrand needs to return the favor with the stop. Like I said, once that scoring got stopped, there was a chance there was going to start being stop after stop. That's how it normally works. Bertrand's going to get one here.
And adjustments made at halftime, and you would hope would work for you. Now under center, sits out of the eye formation. 3rd down and 4, trying to draw. Offsides. Tyler finally takes it. Pitch play to Austin. He's the lead blocker. Comes back against the grain. And he's going to be upended off the ground and dropped short of the first down. Nice job of wrapping him up there. It is Austin Ackerman. And it's going to bring up, well, they're going to give him the first down. That's a pretty good spot there, Larry. That was an extremely good spot.
I thought he was a yard, full yard short, Doug. I mean, not even close. I was just starting to say my guess is he won't punt it here. That procrastination would have been right because it was the first down.
All right, first down. A little break there for Kennesaw at their own 30-yard line. Make the inside handoff, give it to Burr, and look at these guys from Bertrand start to fill those defensive gaps right in there. Gain of a half a yard, sank it along.
Yeah, they're rally tackling now. Everybody's rallying to the ball. And you're seeing Austin Schnitzler's really limp, and he's pretty gimpy. His brother was talking to him there, probably telling him you're just going to have to suck it up. But he's got the wheel a little bit tired, Doug.
5:45 to go, 3rd quarter. Bertrand 46, Kennesaw 38. Kennesaw football fullback time into Devin Burr. Look at him fight for extra yardage out to the 35. Stretch it forward to the 36. He's got 3 Vikings on him, and he won't go down until they start jumping on his back. It'll be third and four.
That's exactly right. And the only fear you have with your fullback carrying the ball in the open like that, that's exactly right. He's not got 5 points of pressure on it, and those guys will cough it up more than your other backs. Bertrand's starting to rip at the ball. They're pretty good.
Well, eventually here, Kennesaw has been on the offensive side. I know it's basically the same kids, but they're set to play defense more than offense. And Austin Schnitzer on the pitch play left side on third down and four. He's going to come off the left side, and I'll be safe to say that he is short this time, a gain of two, and it's going to be fourth down and about two to short of it. What about that philosophy, Larry?
You're exactly right.
Playing defense going to wear you down a little more.
No question, because you're chasing on defense. Chasing the anxieties higher. When you're on offense, you dictate the pace entirely. Less anxiety as far as you know where you're going, and it's more methodical and cerebral on offense. So you're exactly right.
They're going to line up to go for it, although Schnitzler is in the shotgun. He could pooch kick it from there. It's fourth down and two. There's the snap. Tyler Durant looks for his blocker. He's got the first down. He's got more. He's got a touchdown. Tyler Schnitzler goes 43 yards to cut the lead to two. He read those blockers. He didn't just put his head down and try and get the two. He read the blockers, and then the hole opened up, and Tyler Schnitzler's into the end zone.
We've seen him do it over and over, Doug. We saw that against Shelton over and over. He does a great job. He lets the edge set itself, and I don't think they're going to send the kicker out here, Doug. They're going to go for two.
43-yard run to give Tyler 208 yards unofficially in this football game. And you're right, they look like they're going to go for a two-point conversion here. They can tie this football game up. Down by 15 just a little bit ago. And Schnitzer all by himself in the backfield and illegal motion. That kills you.
Well, I don't know who that's going to be on both sides when they're pointing at each other.
Yeah, when you put all seven of them up there, you now have a left guard to left tackle. So I'll say it was on the left tackle.
You have to send your kicker in now.
Let's see where Sonic is at. And they do run him out there. So Coach Schnitzler says, we're not going to try and go 7 yards on one play. We're going to try for the extra point here after that 43-yard touchdown run. And Sonic's kick is on the way, and it is good. With 4:13 to go in the third quarter of play in the D2 State Football Playoff second round. It's Bertrand 46, Kennesaw 45. The State Football Playoffs are brought to you by Hastings Ford Lincoln.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds. They're Ernst. Leather to a Nicola. Is that good?
From Mosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Good old Larry Baker, our producer engineer Stacy Johns, with you here on Classic Hits 98.9, and the kickoff is going to sail through the end zone again for Tyler Schnitzler. Had a little pep back in the step here of Kennesaw. Now it's up to Bertrand. You know what? They really haven't marched the field tonight. They haven't had to. Give them credit for that. Ryan Dahlgren, big play after big play. A couple of nice pass plays in there. Tyler Dahlgren's had a couple of big plays. But right now, they need to find a way to grind some clock and move this ball down the field. First down and 10. Nick High, the quarterback, has it in the I formation. Pitch play, Ryan Dahlgren, left side. Penalty flag comes down on the play as he gets back to the line of scrimmage and maybe a yard.
See, here's the thing. Both teams in the game, in any game, both teams, each one of you at some point are going to go through your stretch where you're making lots of mistakes and things like that. It boils down to composure. Which one of those teams are able to come through that bad stretch with their head still in the game, concentrating and going? Kennesaw went through their bad stretch.
We're seeing it now with Bertrand making mistakes. They're not getting the big play like they had been. And you said it, Doug. They've just knocked the ball out of the park over and over and over. And we've talked about it all game. Kennesaw's driven the ball. Can Bertrand put one of those together?
So the hold will go half the distance to the line, to the goal, and they'll go with an inside handoff here. Tyler Dahlgren doesn't get a whole lot. He's going to get to about the 9, and it's going to be second down and long. Second down, they need to get to the 25. So second down at 16.
And even as a play caller, the air gets a little tighter. There, you know, up to this point, everything you called you felt great about because your players took it the distance. Now you're having to make calls behind the chains, deep in your minus territory. Things like that are tough.
They put Ryan Dahlgren split out with Tyler Dahlgren in the backfield. Nick Hyde drops back the pass, has time, going to go to one-on-one. And Dahlgren got behind him again, but they overthrow him. And Tyler Schitzer is not in the football game at safety, but every time that Bertrand has thrown it deep, they're wide open. They just missed him a couple of times.
That was a double move there, Doug. They ran the 2-3 hit or the hitch and go. They hitched him up at 2, and the quarterback has to know on that. If you don't have somebody in your face, you have to hold that one extra second because you peeve it. He had to stop. That timing stopped, and he didn't hold it that extra second. He just let it go immediately out of his brain.
Nick High. Of course, they've also had some nice completions on deep posts or slants. So it's 3rd and 16 now. High looks to go to the air again here on 3rd and 16. Has some pressure. Throws it down the left sideline. Got Dahlgren again, and he's going to score. They ran the same play to the other sideline. And on 3rd and 16, a 71-yard touchdown pass to the player of the day, Ryan Dahlgren.
Yeah, Doug, they wheeled him out of the backfield that time, and nobody accounted for him. Just ran a wheel right out of the backfield, and there's nobody accounted for him whatsoever. And that time they did hold the ball just long enough. And you got fast receivers like that, you got to let them run under it.
71-yard, just when you don't think he can cover any more ground, Ryan Dahlgren's going to have about 500 yards all by himself tonight.
Unbelievable.
So now Fitzgerald can attempt the extra point kick. And the way this game is going, every one of these is crucial. Good snap. The straightaway kick is on the way, but it is wide left and no good. So with 3:20 to go in the third quarter, it's Bertrand 52, Kennesaw 45. We'll be back after this timeout.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
As always, a big thank you to the folks here at Nassau for their hospitality. They're trying to not be too hospitable to Bertrand, and Bertrand has come out and just hit big play after big play after big play and lead it by a score of 52 to 45 here at Kennesaw. Ready to boot it away again, though. Got the ball on the tee. Here comes Samuelson. This is going to be a high short kick, and it might roll out of bounds, and it does around the 15-yard line. And again, Tyler Schnitzer has been banged up. He's under the weather a little bit. They're not using him on defense. They are not using him now on kick returns. They're using him to quarterback and to kick off. So they've reduced his stress load. Preston Schnitzer knocked out of the game in the early moments of the second quarter.
And we saw the burst in Tyler Schnitzer in that last drive where he had a little bit of his workload taken away from him. And on that fourth down, he punches the gas for about a 40, 45-yard touchdown run.
3:20 to go here in the third quarter. And Bertrand makes to kick it over because they don't have the ability, at least on a consistent basis, to kick it into the end zone. And now they're going to have Ward to try and kick it. And Austin Schnitzler, the deep man, the up man. No, maybe Austin has moved up to the up man now. And Woodman is the deep man here for Kennesaw. So, ready to boot the ball over. Here's Warda. There's a line drive kick. Bounces at the 25. Picked up by Austin Stinson at the 20, 25, 30. And that's where he'll run into the wall of Bertrand defenders and bring him down at the 33-yard line. But good field position for the Kennesaw Blue Devils.
Yeah, and you're going to see Tyler Schnitzler bring the play in here and a little better confidence, a little pep in their step. Now, like I said, they went through their dry, tough period, and they responded well on the offensive side of the ball, not necessarily on the other.
First down and 10. Ball at their own 32-yard line. Same formation that they just scored the touchdown on, but it's a play fake. They want to throw the wheel route out to Byrd. It's through his hands and incomplete. They had also sent Dalton Bender down the field. And you know my rule about throwing it to guys that have a four on their jersey. But that just slipped through Devin Byrd. It's cool. I mean, it's just that whole part of the year where it's tough to catch that pass.
That's the exact same play that Bertrand just scored on. Wheel route back out of the backfield. Exact same play here. You're just starting to get to where these offenses are trying to make the defenses think as much as possible.
They've ran so many plays, they got to come up with something. Pitch play. Austin Schnitzler starts left. Has to go back to his right. Dances to the 35. And a short gain of the play. Give him a gain of three.
But, of course, Bertrand, to your point, Doug, Bertrand, we say they run the same play there. Bertrand ran it to their stud, the guy that's going to catch it all night. And Kennesaw ran it to their fullback.
So that brings up third down and 7 at their own 35-yard line. 2:40 and counting to go here in the third quarter on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, Bertrand. I formation. The snap, pick the hand off. Tyler Schnitzler bootleg to the right side, tries to get to the corner, and he can't. There's nowhere to go. Tyler Dahlgren got in there and tripped him up. It'll be fourth down.
They stayed home there, Doug, and that was beautiful. Most times defensive end, outside linebackers away from the play. They chase things they shouldn't. Their eyes go to things that they shouldn't go to. And right there, Bertrand did it beautifully. They played assignment football and made a big tackle.
So Tyler Schnitzler now in to punt the ball away. It's fourth down and 8 at their own 34-yard line. Good snap. A little bit of a rush. A very high end-over-end kick will be fielded to the 17-yard line. Trying to stretch it to the right side, 15-20 down the sideline, 25-30. Cut back at the 35 and cannot keep his balance. Terrell Younger, great return again.
Now, if he'd have kept his balance, that was 6, Doug. He stumbled there.
And man down for Kennesaw. And getting up slowly, Michael Duffy, but he's up.
That was a crushing block there, Doug. One of those peel-back blocks, and it just absolutely scrambled in.
5-yard punt that time. The return from the 11 out to the 37, 26 yards on the return. So both punts have yielded big returns for Tran and the Vikings. First down and 10 at their own 37-yard line. It's 52-45. Bertrand leads by 7 with a minute 40 to go third quarter. Spread the field, put Ryan Dahlgren in motion. It's going to be a quarterback keeper around the left side. Nick Hyde gets the block from Dahlgren, gets free, breaks a tackle at the 40, 35, 30, and an ankle tackle. Saves a Nick Hyde touchdown, but moves the chains.
Doug, Kennesaw was lost there on that defensive play. Duffy came off because of the block, maybe checking for a concussion. He was shaking his head. No, they're going to send him back in the game. But Kennesaw was lost on defense there. They only had 2 down linemen. Guys were running all over. They were very unsure.
First down and 10. Move the ball to the 26-yard line of Kennesaw. Bertrand on the move again. Nick Hyde gives it to the fullback, Tyler Dahlgren, and he was tripped up immediately. No gain.
Keeping an eye on 77 Duffy there. I tell you, Doug, his bell was really rung. He was kind of, not the cramp, but Duffy was really struggling coming off the field. He was weaving and wasn't walking a straight line at all, and then they sent him back in there, so you keep an eye on him.
Well, we've got a cramp on one of the Kennesaw players right now, which kind of go, oh, it's cool. That means, well, I'm cool all day, and these guys are battling. This is a war out there here at the Kennesaw Coliseum, we could call it. Minute 13 to go in the third quarter of play. It's Bertrand 52, and it's on 49. line. Bertrand has the ball. Second down and 10 at the 26 of Kennesaw. We'll take a break and be right back. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Evan Uden and Mason Stoker were both down on that play. That's not good when you got to bring out two of your linemen.
That's never good. Well, let me tell you.
52-45, Bertrand, still late third quarter. Nick Kine, pitch play, Ryan. Second, back up on the ceiling. Matches in, but there's a penalty play at the snap.
And you see, they brought in, I was just going to mention that, they brought in Tyler Schnitzler back in, playing free safety.
He's slow to get the chop block, the call. That's 15, and that'll move him all the way back to midfield.
A big, big penalty. One that always has to be called, Doug. Safety's a big issue there.
And so that'll bring up second down and 25 yards to go here. Ball will be moved all the way back to the Kennesaw 38-yard line. Trying to get some scores out here for you as quick as we can. Aquinas Weeping Water at the half, 55-0. Looking for an Elm Creek Burwell score. There's Burwell 15, Elm Creek 7 at the half. Lindsay Holy Family beats Fullerton tonight. Ryan Dahlgren in motion, spread out to the right side. Nice screen to Tyler Dahlgren, complete for big yardage. 30-25-20, great downfield block, but a penalty flag away from the play will wipe out this touchdown.
Yep, they're going to call a block in the back there.
That wasn't the play right here in the middle of the football field, because that was a good lockup block on Colton Blankenship.
Right here. I watched him throw it, Doug. That is exactly what they called me. I'll let you say if it was good or bad.
Well, if it was the one I saw, I was just about ready to comment on how great the block was that sprung him free. Now, if it wasn't a legal block, it is the block that sprung him free one way or the other. So that 10-yard penalty was a little bit downfield, so they don't lose all the yardage, but they lose the touchdown. The ball is at the 34-yard line. Second, we'll call it about 17 for Bertrand. Still 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. Four wide, Nick High in the shotgun this time. Twins each way, man in motion. Dahlgren and motion getting called here. Yeah, quarterback flinched before they snapped the ball. And Bertrand's going the wrong way for the first time tonight. Yeah. That's their fifth penalty of this quarter.
But this is still Kennesaw playing with five. They motion hard there, though. Took the free safety out of the middle of the field. Free safety with motion man, going to go cover zero. The one thing that's put 50 points on the board tonight, Kennesaw has refused to go away from that defense. And it's gotten them here. May win games, but there is no question they have refused to get out of that defense.
Second and 25. The ball now at midfield. Ryan Dahlgren in motion. Hand off Nick Highkeeper, and he is going to be brought down by Mason Stoker, who fought off his block and drops him at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that was a great there. By Stoker, you're just not going to see that. Quarterback's not going to get you the 20 that you need there.
And that will be the end of the third quarter of play. We have played 2 hours and 20 minutes, and we're going to the fourth quarter with your score. The Bertrand Vikings 52, the Kennesaw Blue Devils 45. We have the fourth quarter on Classic Hits after this.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
need your car or truck, back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustis Buddy Shop. That's who we are.
All right, we start the fourth quarter of play. This is the one that frees the line jumps. They love this. The ball's at midfield, so they just had to move it a half a yard from one side of midfield to the other. Third and 25, Bertrand at midfield. Ryan Belliger in motion. Nick High wants to start the run that way. Pull up and throw it as a jump ball down the field, and it is tipped and caught at the 10, the 5, and a touchdown for Bertrand. Robert Edgren, another outstanding pass from quarterback Nick High. 40 yards on third and long.
Doug, Nick High did a great job there. He holds that ball, and he put a ton of air under it. Threw it up and let the receiver run under it. Beautiful basket to catch 6 points. Lock it up.
So that takes the second consecutive long touchdown play on third and long. That they scored on third and 16, a 71-yard pass. They score a 40-yard pass, third and 25. And now the extra point kick, and it's going to be blocked. Coming through there was Tyler Schnitzler. So the extra point is blocked. 11:50 to go here in the game. It is now Bertrand 58, Kennesaw 45. But again, there's so much scoring here, you just can't panic, Larry. You cannot panic.
No, by no means. Kennesaw sideline is getting a little worked up. These coaches are just kind of the defensive coach melting down just a little bit. You got to just keep your composure here. No question. Keep your composure. Lot of game. Kennesaw's thrown a lot of points on the board in a short order, not only in this game, but all year. They just need to keep their composure here, and they'll be just fine.
What about the job Bertrand has done tonight?
It's a great job. The one thing Coach Streeter said is, gosh, I hope I don't have to – I mean, get this to me on the field tonight. He said, I hope I don't have to get in a score fest with them, but I'm afraid I might have to beat them. So he knew coming in what he was going to have to do. He had a plan. He had his kids prepared for this type of game. Because as Kennesaw scored, you haven't seen Bertrand get shook up. Coach Streeter had his kids prepared.
And you take a look at what the coach said and what we talked about in the pregame some 3 hours ago, is that Bertrand has not been in a game in the fourth quarter. Every game, all nine of them this year, have been put away by this time. This one has not been put away. He says, we've talked about it. We have to be mentally ready to go. And one of these kids are going to be playing in the fourth quarter for the first time this year.
No question.
We've seen a lot of plays tonight, so fatigue can be a factor as the kick will be taken by Austin Schnitzler at the 2 to the 1, and now up the field he comes. 5, has to stay on the short side. Well covered this time by Bertrand, and he's shoved out of bounds just across the 15-yard line. Howdy got the job done, and so I was quite sure which way to go. Thought he saw the hole and ran out of real estate.
You know, and you talk about, you know, they haven't been on the field yet in the fourth quarter. This season, especially with this on the line, and what's on the line? Equipment check-in. Really? I mean, that's what it boils down to. When you're a senior and you've done this long, a big deal.
But if you're Bertrand, you're going, we don't know how good we are. We're 9-0. It's way too early to be done. Kennesaw's got to feel like they're undefeated. They got some bad brains against Giltner. This is a team that thinks they want to play Giltner again. First, they got to win a couple more games. Right now, Tyler Schnitzler hands it off to Austin. Pull on the left side, brings it back over the center to the 20, to the 23, close to the first down marker here again.
Yeah, no, what you were just talking about last year. So they worked all summer that they felt their dream got broken last year a little bit by
who won the state, who blew out, won the state championship game way more impressive than they won the state semifinal game.
Right.
Kennesaw just got a slow first half. Now second down and 2, and now a late penalty flag.
Back left early.
And they'll call it on illegal motion here on the Kennesaw. That'll be their first penalty of the second half. All 5 of their penalties previous to that were in the second quarter. Last quarter, Bertrand had 5 penalties for 52 yards.
You see what I'm saying? Where each team, in every game you go through and see that, each team will find that spot where they skid a little bit.
Now we are down to 11:07 to go in the ball game with the clock running. It is now 58-45, Bertrand leading Kennesaw. Kennesaw cut it to 1 at 46-45, back-to-back scores by the Vikings. And Schnitzler going to hand it from Tyler to Austin. Starts right, cuts left. We've seen so many cutbacks tonight. Almost everyone is a cutback. He'll cross the 20 and get to the 24. He's going to get basically the penalty yardage back.
Right.
So a gain of 5, third, and 2.5.
You know, you kind of talk about the differences between these two teams coming into this game. If you'd have told Coach Schnitzler it was going to take 60 to win, he'd have laughed at you. If you'd have told Coach Streeter it's going to take 60 to win, he'd have said, well, you're probably right.
Third down, along two, out of the deep shotgun, low snap, Tyler makes it up in the backfield, towards the shoulder, and Chase to get to that first down marker. He should be very close. Larry, you think he's got it?
I think he's got it.
See what our official says. He says yes, he does. So Tyler gets the three. I've got him 210 yards. I've got Ryan Dahlgren 261 yards. Think about Dahlgren. That's on 10 carries.
Unbelievable.
Tyler has carried it 20 times unofficially in the ball game. Every play that Ryan Dahlgren has had tonight for scores have been big, a couple of them through the air. 10 minutes and counting to go in this ball game. First down and 10, Schnitzler back to the pass. Pump fake, has time, now gets underneath. That one is underthrown and intercepted at the 25-yard line. He was trying to get it to Austin Schnitzler, and who else? Ryan Dahlgren with the pick.
That was beautiful. Ryan Dahlgren lined up all the way on the right side of the field, walks down almost, of course he's playing DB, walks down almost like a defensive end, starts to backpedal right on the snap, then sprints back to the middle of the field. Schnitzler never saw him, obviously, where it was disguised the way it was. Very hard to disguise coverages in high school. And then right there for Bertrand, Dahlgren did a great job using his speed. Speed's what allowed him to get back there. Makes a great catch.
That could be the play that turns this game towards the final. Nick High gives it to the fullback, Tyler Dahlgren, breaks the tackle at the 30 and gets it out to the 35-yard line. He's going to be a yard short of the first down.
You start looking at this, Doug, and if this ends the way it is, you know, Bertrand's going to have to find a way to buckle up on defense a little bit for next week, because Glenn, he can hit you. You know, if they go and play Shelton, you know, there's a running back there that can go.
Well, and just about further point, they don't have to go. They'll be at home.
Exactly.
That's big. Shelton had to be planning to be at home. Second down and one. They'll give it to Ryan Dahlgren off the left side. Breaks a tackle into Kennesaw territory before Tyler Schnitzler knocks him off his feet at the Bertrand 38.
But just, we were talking about this earlier, where Kennesaw's season came to an end last year in comparison to Bertrand's. You know, Kennesaw, I mean, they believed they were going to be in Lincoln. So when they get beat, that dream gets shattered. You bring these guys back. They were all summer not to let that happen. I can assure you, nowhere in their thought process was it that we could go out in the second round. I mean, this is a big, big deal to them.
And, I mean, it's the end of the Tyler Schnitzler era.
Yes.
You just didn't think this was possible. First down and 10 for Tran. It's going to be a toss to the short side to Dahlgren. Breaks a tackle, doesn't go out of bounds, tries to keep the clock running. 30-25. When they thought they had him shoved out, he just planted his feet and said, I'm going to get 10 more up to the 23.
He's not an overly big kid, Doug, but he is tough. He'll take the shots, and it's hard to get a big clean shot on him because he runs very skinny. You know, angles-wise.
It's like he runs sideways.
Yes.
I mean, he's not running down the field. He does the Kate Moss move to the side. You can't even see him.
That's right.
And 8:35 to go. Bertrand ready to salt this one away. Kennesaw needs to make something happen defensively, and Bertrand just keeps on moving towards the goal line. Nick High hands it to Ryan off the right side. He's hit the backfield this time, and a tackle after a short gain. And Michael Duffy got through there to make the tackle. Going to be a gain of none. We'll call second and 10.
And you're okay with this if you're Bertrand. You just need to keep chewing the clock up, man.
Yeah, Bertrand wants to keep the clock going. This is really their first drive of the game. Right
yes,
here.
It is.
It's not
Doug.
A long one so far, but it's a drive. Second down and 10. Ball at the 23-yard line. Nick High back to pass. Lofts it for the end zone. One-on-one, and Tyler Schnitzler found it and knocked it away from Robert Edgren. Nick High always puts air on it. Has he thrown just a three-step drop bullet? I don't think he has.
First play of the game, the 2-3 hitch. Well, that's it, Doug. That, only one. You're exactly right.
Oh, that worked. That was a great
well,
down.
Yeah, that was about nine. That's right. There was a flag on the play, Doug.
Okay. Penalty flag on the play. It's going to be a hold, and that'll back it up 10 yards.
That was offensive pass interference. It looked like he pushed off just a little bit. That was offensive pass interference there on Bertrand.
Okay, 10-yard penalty. Push the ball back to the Kennesaw 33-yard line, we'll call it. Second down and about 19 to go. Back to the I formation here. Nick High sets him down, takes the snap, drops straight back to set up a screen. He's in trouble. He throws it for grabs, and it is almost intercepted. Oh, a dangerous pass. It bounced off Ryan Dahlgren's hands, and a diving attempt there by Devin Berg came up just an inch short. And Bertrand survives one there. Brent's just going to say, fall down on it now, guys. Don't do that again.
Right. I mean, you don't want to make a bad play worse. You know, don't throw good money after bad there. And that was a terrible play. It had busted to pieces, and when he decided to just throw it up, that could have been a train wreck.
It seems like any time Bertrand has tried to do something different than those base three, four, five plays, it's blown up. Third and 19 now. This has been their money, though. High back to pass. Trouble throws it up. He's got a man. It is complete to Tyler Dahlgren. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Nick High, being drugged to the ground, had enough energy to throw it out in the flat for the touchdown.
And they had High dead right there. What a throw.
34-yard touchdown to a wide-open Tyler Dahlgren, but he should have been wide open by the time they were dragging him down. And another third and long converted.
This all just couldn't get off the field tonight on very key third downs. You know, that's always most often the key in winners and losers of a game.
So now they'll line up to go for the two-point conversion here. Dahlgren's going to take the direct snap again, and he's going to go straight ahead out of the Wildcat, work his way to the left side, and they give it to him. Dahlgren gets the ball on the pylon. I didn't think that he could quite have gotten there, but they will give him the two-point conversion, and Bertrand is 7:36 away from advancing to the state quarterfinals for the second year in a row. It's Bertrand 66, Kennesaw 45, and we'll be back with more. You're listening to the state football playoffs brought to you by Dunham Sports.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Well, it's time to kick it off here for Bertrand, and how about that adrenaline to finally get one into the end zone? They're just full of adrenaline and all happy and all fired up and everything going well for Bertrand. They're now up by 21 with just over 7.5 minutes to go.
Yeah, Doug, and we talked about it earlier. In a game like this where it was just big punch for big punch, big punch for big punch, eventually somebody's going to get a stop. What's going to happen in that situation is once that stops happen, that's going to turn into another one and another one and another one, and that's what's happened here. Bertrand got the big stop score for the half and just has blistered Kennesaw.
First and 10 at 15. Tyler Schnitzler throws it as far as he can, and it is knocked away. He's trying to get it to Austin Schnitzler. Knocked away by Ryan Dahlgren at midfield. Some score updates for you on the Valentino scoreline. It is Adams Central 12, Grand Island Central Catholic nothing at the half. Kearney Catholic 27, Broken Bow nothing at the half. Lincoln Christian is ahead by a score of 28-21 in their ball game in the third quarter. And let's see if we've got a couple more area scores that we can pass along to you. Bruning Davenport Shickley beat Creighton 42-14. It's beaten Spalding Academy tonight. Right now it's second down, 10, after the incomplete bomb. Schnitzler now with penalty flags, and looks like the delay game right as he snapped the ball. 5 yard penalty will back him up. 7:30 to go in the contest. It's Bertrand 66 and Kennesaw 45. At the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports post game show. And a little bit later on, the Platte River Prep scoreboard show with all the scores from around the state tonight.
Yeah, Doug, this too bad for Kennesaw. Great for Bertrand. It's a heck of a ball game.
Can you be with what Bertrand has done here tonight? Second and 15, Schnitz out of the shotgun, wants to run. As he tries to cut back, he slips and falls to the ground. No gain.
You know, and you hate to give Tyler Schnitzer's high school football career give its eulogy with 7 minutes left, but Dougie's meant a lot to Nebraska high school football.
Thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to professional. The Bank of Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. The Bank of Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
For it, there were several ball around a little bit. Tyler Schnitzler now, they have no choice but to pump the ball from their own end zone, 15 at their own 10. Ryan Dahlgren now goes back to return a little bit of a rugby fish. Schnitzler's trying to pass it out here. First down, breaks a tackle, loses the shoe, 30, 40 to the 30-yard line.
Doug, they've got linemen down the field all.
Yeah, the white flag comes out here.
I think, Preston, the problem was there is it was going to get blocked. The problem was it was going to get blocked, so he picked it up. They were kind of run, and then, of course, somebody ran down the field. The problem is it was on coverage.
Yeah. And he had a long way to run that first down. I think he had to throw it. I don't think he was going to get it long.
Right.
So, whether he's past the line of scrimmage or whether it's illegal, Bandit Field's coming back. He has to the spot. But now, why do they call it illegal four pass?
They right. Yeah, they hurried and got together on that one.
6:29 remaining in the game, and now Tyler Schnitzler stands behind his goalpost there as they'll try and punt it again. Let's find out what does here if he can get a good punt away. Snap. The boot is away. He swings as hard as he can. Ryan Dahlgren will take it on the run at the 38. Up to the 35-30. Cut back and slides down. Getting a little slick out there. Come down at the 23-yard line.
Now, that was a really nice return. Great punt by Schnitzler. You heard the boom. I mean, this is a kid that's done everything in his high school.
Well, Bertrand answering the bell here in the fourth quarter, scoring two touchdowns, and they lead it 60-45. It wasn't close after time. It was 43-yard touchdown. Went to the quarter play. Then a 71-yard down pass, 40-yard touchdown pass, 34-yard touchdown pass, all on third and at least 15 or more. And off Hunter Dahlgren, right side, they try to strip it, they don't, he scores. That is a 3-yard.
They absolutely had every answer at every turn. Both of us know Coach Streeter really well. Absolutely great guy. You know how high he is right now.
Oh. For Coach Schnitzler, boy, the way that this is coming to an end, I'm sure that they could not imagine.
No.
Tyler Dahlgren with apologize. Here's a 2-point conversion. And it is good to Robert Edgren. So, with a 2-point conversion, 74 points. Ty Bertrand leading Kennesaw with 6:13 to go. We'll be right back.
Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain, is cutting the ribbon to great savings this Friday in Hastings. Dunham Sports has your favorite brand names at hard-to-beat prices, from golf to hunting and everything in between. You'll find it at Dunham's. Start saving on all your sporting good needs this Friday for the grand opening of Dunham Sports in the old Walmart building, North Highway 281 in Hastings. Dunham Sports, our big names bring you in, our low prices bring you back.
Get in the game at Dunham's.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the football your buddy fired through your windshield. The cooler that tumbled out of a pickup and onto the hood of your car. If you're a football fan, eventually we're going to meet. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Hastings today. Coverage subject to terms, qualifications, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Around deep playoff game here tonight, and four consecutive touchdowns, and they were worried about being able to get the second half. Well, they stepped up and got the job done. United Kennesaw cut up to 46-45. That's 28 in a row for Bertrand. It is 74-45. Would never expect. Now this was a ball club. It was well coached. Came here repeatedly. They came warm-ups, and Coach Streeter said this is, you know, all he could do, and he was right. All before the game, Doug, we have the players.
And the kick is away. Austin Snitzel tries to keep it from going into the end zone, and then he actually kind of knocks it out of bounds to the 4-yard line. He wanted to have a chance to return it, and they're going to have to take it at that 4-yard line.
Sure.
But I said to Coach Streeter tonight, I said, can you win? And he said, I have the players. I have the players to win. And he's the athletes that are on this Bertrand team are impressed, Doug. This, you know, I'm sure Kennesaw pulling like their best game. Brand's offense had a lot to do tonight.
Four Schnitzel throws it out here, trying to get it into the hand of Blankenship Adams and go. Half of the quarter goes game by far of the season.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's still half of the quarter, Doug.
It's the Midwest Sports Post Game Show. All still done. Now we've got timeout on the field. All the ready level they'll have one remaining. Let's see if we can run down the fours from a late update. Route down for Chick. He has defeated Creighton by a score of 42-14. Howells Dodge is getting a little bit better out tonight. 28-18. Some other scores tonight. Let's take a look at what's going on in Class C in Eastern Bracket. We've got Class, take care of Weeping Water, and a whole lot more. Take a timeout. We'll be right back.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Lisa, move out of the way.
way, is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
More high school football going on here on Classic Hits 98.9. That's an incomplete pass from Tyler Schnitzler, and then he's going to go with a little run out to the 10-yard line. That's going to bring up fourth down at their own 10-yard line. Coming out of that timeout, Schnitzler picking up a handful of yards. And if anywhere else on the field, you're going to go for it. But in this situation, you can't go for it at your own 10-yard line, knowing that the inevitable is here with 5.5 minutes left to go. And here is the snap. A high kick, and it's very short. Trying to clear things out about the straight in the air. Rolls to 35, 36, 37. Going to be a 27-yard punt. And so it'll be first down and 10 here for Bertrand. And it's D2, and there's not a lot of guys to put in there. But, Larry, at what point do you start pulling your starters here? This has been a long game.
It is, Doug. The tough part about this is when it's these seniors. At what point do you tell them your season is over or your career is over? In the playoffs, it's much different than it is in the regular season. It really is.
Well, Bertrand will take on Shelton. He'll get to host that game on Tuesday. We still have 5:13 to go in this contest out of the I formation. And High turns, hands it off to Ryan Dahlgren. Inside the 35, down to about the 33-yard line, another four. And I hope my stats tonight are a little close. They usually are fairly close. 287 yards rushing for Ryan Dahlgren tonight, and that's only on 14 carries. He's also got a 71-yard touchdown reception and a variety of other. Ty Dahlgren has played big here in the second half, getting some long scores as well. Three of the last four passes from Nick High have been four touchdowns, 71, 40, and 34. Those were all on third and 15 or longer. Second down and six. They'll pitch it to Ryan Dahlgren, left side, and he's gone again. 10, 5, touchdown. It is a 33-yard touchdown run by Ryan Dahlgren. And Larry, I guess I know I wasn't all fired up on that one because I'm just stunned at what I am seeing. I am stunned at what Ryan Dahlgren is doing. And you have to, and I know we haven't said it enough tonight, you have to talk about what his line is doing. A lot of these runs, he is untouched.
Yeah, no question. The big thing is the line's getting a big push. This is a kid that's rushed for 1,407 yards coming into this game. He's going to end the season, I'm sure, a 2,000-yard rusher probably. Doug, he's got a burst that's unlike a lot of kids that we've seen. He's not a real big kid. He wasn't a real herald coming in, but his burst is unbelievable.
Two-point conversion is a draw, and it's in. And with the score right now, can you believe that we have a running clock? We have made it to the 35-point zone. It is now 82-45 for Tran. We'll be right back.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sponsors. I want to thank Greg Schnitzler, not only the football coach, but the athletic director here, and all the folks at Kennesaw for their hospitality. I want to thank the Kennesaw and Bertrand communities for their sponsorship of tonight's football game. So, some surprises tonight across the state, I can think of two of them. Even though Bertrand's 10-0, a lot of people didn't know what they had coming in. Donovan Trumbull, a surprise. Maybe even Gothenburg going out to Shadron, a little bit of a surprise. We'll talk more about that on the postgame show, but Creighton going down as well, as you said, Larry. 36 consecutive points here by
Bertrand, and they squib kick it again. Kennesaw will pick it up short, and that is going to be Tyler Long, and he just got rocked. Tyler Long, the up end, the 145-pound sophomore, was just trying to cover the ball, and he got knocked out. I mean, knocked over, not knocked out.
Yeah, he took a whack there, Doug. One of the things, if you're familiar with Bertrand football, most generally they do not let their foot off the gas. If you're familiar with Bertrand football at all, Coach Streeter goes, and he believes in playing to the bitter end. And you're seeing him sub here, but you won't see a drop-off from his kids in their intensity and things like that.
So, again, it was 46-45 midway through the third quarter. It's now 82-45 for Bertrand. Tyler Schnitzler is out of the game. They hand it off on the left side. The new quarterback is Keith Harpham.
He's in down in there by number 20.
And let's see who the new running back is. Jacob Ponich, number 62, is the new running back in there. He's the fullback. He's going to get four on the play. Call it second and six. 3 minutes to go in the game. And the quarterback hands it off on the left side to Isaiah McChesney. And he'll come over the 30 to about the 32-yard line. We'll give him about three on the play. And some of the future here for Kennesaw.
Yeah, all the young guys now are in the game for Kennesaw. And you see the size doesn't drop off much. Bertrand got a little bit smaller when they stuffed here, but Kennesaw still got some big boys out there.
Well, these guys are used to being in the fourth quarter, just not in this situation. And it's going to be a quarterback bootleg here by Keaton Harpham. Has the first down and more into Bertrand territory. Makes one man miss. Makes two. 40, 35, 30. And then a penalty flag comes down behind everybody. And let's see what the call is. A personal foul on Bertrand and a personal foul on Kennesaw. Offsetting penalties. And so we're going to make them play that down over? So that wipes out a nice run.
Yeah, they're going to play that again. They have two guys get into it. I feel like that at this point in the game, I think you're better off just not calling it. I mean, I get it. Like in the first quarter, you do that to calm both teams down. But at this point, this thing's done. Just let them play.
That was a nice run there by Keaton Harpham, but all for naught, so they'll do it again. Third down and a short three here. Kennesaw at their own 32-yard line. Harpham hands it off to his high back this time, and that is Tyler Long, and he'll get to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. So a beaten-up, bruised-up football team here for Kennesaw will end the season at 8-2, and Bertrand will be 10-0 with a minute 45 and counting. As they line up to go for it on fourth down and two. On fourth down and two, Harpham sets them down. He wants to keep it himself on the play, got a lot of yardage on, but he's dropped behind the line of scrimmage. And coming in there is Mike Fitzgerald to drop him down, and now it's time to get in the victory formation for Bertrand. They have played a near-perfect football game here tonight. They gave him some points early, but they have played about as good as you could ever want to play.
Yeah, Doug, and they're going to play Shelton coming up here. We've seen Shelton. Shelton's a great football team. They've got a very lightning in a bottle in Glenn and their running back. This Bertrand team looks like it could get to the semis. I mean, it's good enough to do that, Doug.
Where Kiltner would be to winning them. So let's find out. And now they're ready to kneel the ball here in the victory formation for the Bertrand Vikings. Waiting for the 5-second count so that he can take as much time off the clock as possible. But with the running clock at this point, that really doesn't matter. And they may not have to take another snap here. Maybe one more as they take a knee here. And what a finish. Bertrand just had more at the end. Not much more that you can say. It was 21-19 Kennesaw after one. 39-31 Bertrand at the half, 52-45 Bertrand at the end of the third quarter, and the final score will be 82-45 in favor of the Bertrand Vikings as they take the final snap and let the final 10 seconds run off the clock. Well, Kennesaw is going to lose some great seniors. Tyler Schnitzler, the exchange student, Richard Sonic, the kicker. Also Devin Burr, the fullback. Mason Stoker, Dalton Bender. Those are a lot of big names, Larry. But that's not 12 guys. That's six guys, but you're going to lose some all-staters on that team.
Yeah, no question. They're going to bring back some guys. They're going to bring back guys like Preston Schnitzler and things like that. But pretty big. Those are big losses. And just to your program, somebody like Tyler Snitzer, so many times that it goes unsaid what those people mean to your program, not in yards and in touchdowns, but what they mean in getting guys into the weight room and getting guys to pay attention to the small things within your program. They'll be missed. And it's a great job tonight by both teams. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
When America's farmers work together, they're part of something bigger. That's especially true when you work with your CHS Service Center, which shares its profits with producers like these.
Working with a strong, farmer-built company helps me make a profit and build equity.
A cooperative and a farming operation working together will spell success.
They're here to assist us so that we can have a profitable farm.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
And welcome back to Kennesaw. It is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. A dominating performance tonight, especially down the stretch for the Bertrand Vikings. It is a score that will shock everyone across the state of Nebraska tonight for a variety of reasons. Now, I don't want to say that it shocks anyone that Bertrand wins this football game, but for the score to be 82-45 will be a shocking score when it comes across the wire and across the airways for everyone out there, Larry.
Yeah, there's no question. Everybody knew this could be a great game. There's a lot of offense coming into this thing. Well, there wasn't anybody that thought that this thing would go like this. Actually, maybe other than head coach Streeter, I probably didn't think 80-something to 40-something, but Todd Gabin, he knew he was going to have to score tonight, Doug. And I'm really impressed with this Bertrand team. Again, I said it earlier, I know Kennesaw probably feels like maybe they didn't play very well or things like that. Well, you know, big players make big plays. They didn't play very well in spots because the team they were playing was pretty darn good. And this is a team that hasn't lost a game. And I like their matchup next week with Shelton. Quite frankly, we've seen Shelton, and I like their matchup.
Well, let's take a quick look at some of the stats just off the cuff here. Our Platte River Preps scoreboard show will be coming up following our contest. Kearney Catholic is rolling up on ESPN Radio. Take care of Broken Bow. Looks like they'll get Adams Central, who's ahead of Grand Island Central Catholic, in the quarterfinals in Hastings coming up on Tuesday night. But for Ryan Dahlgren, 15 carries, 320 yards. He had five touchdowns rushing tonight. He also caught two touchdown passes, I believe it was, in the ball game. He put up 82. I got to really do some studying here, but 320 yards there, and he had at least 120 yards of offense through the air tonight because he had that 71-yard touchdown reception that really opened the floodgates late in quarter number three. Also, Tyler Dahlgren, 10 carries, 96 yards. He had three touchdowns rushing. Nick High, 6 carries for 30 yards. Unofficially, 33 rushing attempts, 436 yards for Bertrand through the air tonight. When they completed the passes, they were very accurate. 4 of 8, an interception and a touchdown in the first half. In the second half, 6 pass attempts, 3 of them completed, all for touchdowns. I had that for 145 yards in the second half. So overall, 234 through the air, 436 on the ground, 670 yards of total offense on an 80-yard field, Larry.
That's incredible. And you just said it, Doug, on an 80-yard field. I mean, that's the deal. That is an incredible amount of offense. And like you said, it really, and they compiled it through the game. But it was the avalanche in the fourth quarter. This thing is still very much a game. Kennesaw, in fact, had looked to pull not only back into the game, but to have gained all the momentum coming into the fourth quarter. And Bertrand just put the pedal to the metal, and it was just an avalanche in the fourth quarter.
interception.
We'll come back and look at the numbers for Kennesaw after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynix gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynix station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking sure fine and sure fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for Kennesaw. Preston Schnitzler, who was knocked out early in the second quarter, 5 carries, 19 yards, and a touchdown. Devin Burr, 9 carries, 43 yards, and a touchdown. Austin Schnitzler, 14 carries, 75 yards, and a touchdown. And the quarterback, Tyler Schnitzler, 22 carries, 215 yards, and I had him for 2 rushing touchdowns tonight. Then some of the mop-up duty, Long and Harpham had a carry, no yards. Ponick a carry for 4 yards, and Isaiah McChesney had a carry for 3 yards. 54 rushing attempts, 359 yards for Kennesaw. Through the air, Tyler Schnitzler ends up 4 of 13 with a pick and a touchdown for 58 yards. 417 yards of offense for Kennesaw. They had 21 first downs compared to 18 for Bertrand, but they had to drive the field. They were all big plays tonight for the Bertrand Vikings. They punted the ball 4 times on Kennesaw's side. They had 2 turnovers, 8 penalties for 65 yards. But at this point, and you've never in the history, I was here when Stephen Dent and Mullen played Kennesaw about a decade ago in the state semifinals on a day that was as beautiful as this, and they only scored 69 points, and Stephen Dent went crazy that day and scored all the time, and this may be more impressive.
Yeah, I mean, you take a team that's as good as Kennesaw, the 84 points or whatever isn't, I mean, that happens. I don't say that happens, like it happens every day, but that can happen. Not against a team like Kennesaw, a team with the defense that Kennesaw plays. Kennesaw just doesn't surrender points like that, Doug. And part of it is, I'm sure, you know, once that landslide started, it's hard to stop. You can't give credit to Bertrand. They just got playmakers, and their fullback can go the distance. Their I-back can go the distance, you know, and they get those guys in space to throw them the ball. I was very impressed with the game plan and the preparation by Coach Streeter with those big players. A lot of times coaches have big-time players. They just don't put them in big-time spots.
There are some big games going on out there. Lincoln Christian and Wahoo, 35-35, 5.5 to go in that football game. Adams Central survives tonight, 12-6 over Grand Island Central Catholic. Kearney Catholic will be there. They're finishing up their game as they're taking care of Broken Bow in a little more convincing fashion. Medicine Valley, a winner. Giltner, a winner. Shelton, a winner tonight. Aquinas beats Weeping Water. There's so many more scores that we're going to get to you on the Platte River Preps scoreboard show, so keep it here. We'll wrap things up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does it best.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clicks.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Carnival Livers.
Well, it was just an incredible football game tonight. To Doug Dudelary Baker, and it looked like Bertrand was going to be the team that ran out of gas. I mean, Tyler Schnitzer returns the opening kickoff 70 yards to the 4-yard line, scores a couple of plays later, and no problem. First pass, first play of the game is a pass play, a short pass play into the hands of Younger, and it just showed that Bertrand was confident and ready to play some football. And a couple of plays later, a 46-yard run by Ryan Dahlgren. He had a 65-yard run later in the quarter. A 53-yard run in the second quarter from Ryan Dahlgren. Later on, a 61-yard touchdown run in the third quarter of play. That's about 240 of his yards right there. He had a 71-yard touchdown reception in the football game tonight. And then he ended the game with a 33-yard touchdown run that unofficially got him to 320 yards. For Tyler Schnitzler, 3-yard touchdown run. Later in the ball game, he had a touchdown pass and a touchdown run, so 3 touchdowns in his final game tonight. And Tyler Dahlgren ran hard tonight. He had 3 touchdown runs, and he also had the touchdown reception in this football game. But the ability, you can talk about these guys all you want, the Dahlgren boys, and they were outstanding. But if the boys on the front of the line there and Nick High doesn't play as well as he does tonight, Austin Ackerman, Estrada, Langenberg, they opened the holes for those guys. And you can say that about both teams, but the way things went tonight for Bertrand, by the time they hit 5 yards up the field, they were usually gone.
Yeah, they did a nice job. You know, the offensive line, we talked about it right before the opening kickoff, but it would be about that. It would be about that offensive line and how that would go, Doug, on both sides of the ball. And Kennesaw did a nice job, but it just wasn't enough for what Bertrand was able to do. They were able to pound and pound and pound. And you mentioned that about the quarterback, High. He does a great job tonight. Those passes open that running game up so much and makes play calling so much easier.
Well, another major upset has just occurred. Elm Creek has knocked off Burwell, who is expected to be the West representative in D1. Elm Creek 42, Burwell 40. A final score at Burwell tonight, the 8 over the 1.
You know, I was having a conversation with somebody over lunch today, and I actually said that was the game to go to because, of course, it's not Coach Whistle anymore, I know, but Elm Creek always gives Coach Gideon and Burwell trouble. It's just for whatever reason, the matchup, whatever it is, and I said that's actually the game to go to tonight, and that's unbelievable because I did think Burwell, this was their shot to play Elgin Pope John to go to the state finals. Unbelievable.
So Elm Creek, they're going to get to come back home, it would look like, tonight. And if I can get to the right pages here for looking at some of our playoff pairings, all the scores are coming up next on the Platte River Prep scoreboard show. But what a shocker, Elm Creek over Burwell tonight in Class D1. And so Elm Creek will take on the Arapahoe Maxwell winner, which should be Arapahoe. And unfortunately there for Elm Creek, they still don't get to go home. Arapahoe, the lower seed, so Elm Creek would play at Arapahoe tonight. Luke City is going to go to Elgin Pope John. Kind of the same story there. How about that? All 4 road teams in the D1 West bracket are winners today. I think that's going to wrap things up for us, folks. We've got volleyball the next 2 nights. Axtell and Cedar Valley in the D2 district final at Centura tomorrow. Kearney Catholic Ord in the C1 district final in St. Paul on Friday. And more state football coming your way on Tuesday, including Kearney Catholic taking on Adams Central. Congratulations to all the winners tonight. And what an impressive, impressive performance tonight by the Bertrand Vikings as Ryan Dahlgren leads the way tonight. 5 touchdowns rushing, and I believe if I've got this right, he has 1 receiving, so 6 total touchdowns and nearly 500 yards of total offense for him in the 82-45 victory over Kennesaw. And I want to say to the seniors like Tyler Schnitzler, it was a great job watching those guys play football. So, again, thanks to all the fine sponsors. You've been listening to the Visco Sports Postgame Show. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda. Stay tuned for the Platte River Preps Scoreboard Show.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.